It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to a North State with no more homeless pets.
I'm Lee Hull.
And I'm Lee Esses.
And we co-host Writing Roots.
It's a 10-minute podcast in which we, an author,
and her editor,
cover lessons we've learned about the writing process.
So whether you're an experienced storyteller or still working on that first book,
now is the time to check us out.
Writing Roots is available on iTunes, Spotify, and anywhere you find your podcasts. And don't forget to always
write selfishly.
You have a wet basement? You've got a problem.
Not only are you inviting toxic mold, a flooded foundation can raise serious structural issues.
But here's the good news. Jackhammers and backhoes and other drastic measures are probably not in your future if you read our tips for sealing your basement. Hit MoneyPit.com, click on Ideas and Tips, then click Repair and Improve.
And for answers to any home improvement or home repair question, give us a call right now, 888-MONEYPIT.
Live in a money pit.
Money pit.
If your basement needs a pump or your place looks like a dump, live in a money pit.
Money pit.
Pick up the telephone, fix up your home sweet home. I call it 888-MONEYPIT.
The Money Pit is presented by Home Advisor. Now here are Tom and Leslie.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
And we are so glad to be here today to help you take on projects around your house. This is episode 2012, and we've got a lot of great stuff to cover. First up, with all of the frenzy of modern life, are you longing for the days of past when all we did is sat outside and chatted with neighbors and enjoyed a nice cold lemonade in a rocker on a porch? Well, if you think about it, porches are like the perfect way to socially distantly communicate with neighbors that are walking by, right? Because you're keeping the distance, but it's a fun place to be. And it turns out that a lot of folks now are redoing those porches. They're becoming more and more popular, maybe driven on by COVID, maybe not. But we've got some tips if you'd like to give your porch an update.
And with the generally blistering heat across the nation, are you wondering how to avoid having your yard turn into a dead, dry wasteland? We've got tips on how you can conserve water, restore dead patches, and still have a beautiful lawn, including the one thing you should never do.
And have you ever found a leak after a big rainstorm, but you can't seem to pinpoint exactly where it's coming from? We're going to share some tricks of the trade to help you find sources of roof leaks before they lead to serious damage.
But first, this show is really about you, so we want to hear what you're working on and let us know how we can lend a hand.
The number here is 1-888-MONEYPIT, 888-666-3974. No matter when you're hearing this show, you can always call us 24-7. We are standing by to take your questions, and if we're not in the studio, we will call you back the next time we are. So let's get started. Leslie, who's first?
Karen in Texas is on the line with a driveway that is just cracking up. What's going on?
My home was built in the late 1970s, and that's what's going on is my driveway has just gotten full of cracks and everything. So when I was looking into replacing, tearing it out and replacing the concrete, I had someone suggest to me that there's some newer products on the market that you can overlay over top of the concrete.
Yeah. So this is a concrete surface, right? We're not talking about asphalt. It's definitely concrete?
Definitely concrete.
All right. Now, the cracks that you're seeing, is the driveway sagging or is it just have these sort of fissures in it? I'm asking this question because I want to know if it's structurally unstable because no matter what you put over it, if it's got a weak base, it's just going to continue to move and crack. It'll look better, but it'll still do that.
I wouldn't say it's unstable. There are quite a few that run, they're not small, short ones. I mean, they've gotten pretty big. There is one area at the bottom of the driveway by the street that seems to have had a little bit of a collapse.
Shift, yeah.
Nothing that can't be dealt with.
All right, so here's what I would do. There's a new product out just this year from Quikrete. It's called Recap. And it's a really interesting product because they've designed a product that will absolutely bind to old concrete and not separate. And it's fairly simple to apply. You put it on, you clean the concrete, you put it on when the concrete's wet, and you work it, smooth it out, you trowel it out. You can use, a squeegee. You can use a broom to give it a bit of a broom finish, and then the whole thing dries in just a few hours. I think that would be a great addition. In terms of the end of the driveway where it reaches the street, that's the part we call the apron. What I would recommend you do there is to go ahead and tear that out. You can pick up a few bags of Quikrete and mix it up in a wheelbarrow and re-pour that, and this way you can make sure it's nice and thick and structurally stable, and then even sort of extend the recap color onto that so it'll all look like one piece when it's all done. But I think that that's probably the best, because if the concrete continues to move, and by that I mean sort of shift a little bit, expand, contract, freeze-thaw cycle, whatever, those cracks will show back up, but most of them will be filled in by the recap product. I think you'll like how it works.
Awesome. That was what I was hoping to hear, because it's got to be a whole lot less expensive than having it tore out and completely re-poured.
Well, absolutely. And, by the way, there's one other option, too. If you'd love to have a paver driveway, there's a new paver out from Pavestone. It's called Milano. And what's cool about these Milano pavers is they're half the thickness of a normal paver, and they're designed specifically to go over old concrete patio and driveway surfaces. So you could look into those as well, probably a little more expensive, probably a lot more expensive than the recap product, but it looks absolutely gorgeous when it's done, and you really can't tell that it's not a full-thickness paver when you see it. So there's two options for you.
Perfect. Well, awesome. Thank you.
You're welcome. Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Richard in Tennessee is on the line. I have an interesting question involving an antique soda machine. Tell us about it.
Well, I bought an antique soda machine that actually worked, and I wanted to put the old quarter in and slide the bottle out, but I took it and put it in the garage, plugged it in, and as soon as the compressor kicked on, it tripped the GFCI breaker, or the GFCI circuit on the plug. So I reset it, and it wouldn't stay reset.
Well, that is totally expected, because refrigerators, when they kick on, have a very big draw of current, and that's necessary to get them going, and then it kind of goes down after that. But refrigerators are not supposed to be installed on ground fault circuits. And as a result, yours is going to keep tripping as it has. So your proper solution would be to run a circuit just for that machine. And if it's just for that machine, it does not have to be ground fault protected. The reason it's ground fault protected, the circuit in the garage is ground fault protected, is because it's a wet location. But for a dedicated service to one machine, it would not have to be. You'll have to have an electrician do that. I would not, disconnect the current ground fault, because that covers the rest of the outlets in the garage, and it could even cover outside outlets or bathroom outlets. Sometimes that circuit can wind its way through the house. But I would put in a dedicated outlet just for that machine, and then the problem should go away.
Thank you very much.
All right, good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
I mean, that sounds kind of fun to have that in the house.
It does, yeah. Well, like everything, you think, I got the machine, I'm good to go, I got to just plug it in. Not so quick. There's other expenses to making sure it works right. When that machine was common, you didn't have to worry about ground faults because we didn't have them yet. So,
right.
Never had an issue. Today we do.
They were far more dangerous then.
Yeah, now you got to add the circuit.
You are tuned to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Give us a call. Let us know what you are working on. Whatever that project is, we are here to lend a hand and help you get that job done right. Give us a call at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Well, with so many of us loving the time we're spending outside, porches are getting a lot of attention. A lot of folks are doing updates and makeovers to those spaces. The nice thing is that now there are a lot of materials available to build them that have never been easier to maintain. We're going to have those tips after this. Could your backyard use a makeover? You can create beautiful outdoor living spaces with Rumblestone from Pavestone. Create a paver patio or walkway, a garden retaining wall, grill enclosure, fire pit, or even an outdoor kitchen. These rustic building blocks make it easy and they look great. Rumblestone from Pavestone is available at the Home Depot. And be sure to check out the project ideas and the how-to videos at pavestone.com.
If your refrigerator, your washer, dryer, air conditioning system, or really any other appliance in your house breaks, do you have an extra $1,000 lying around to get it fixed or to get a new one? Well, for about $1 a day, there is a way to avoid these costly repair bills. The Home Service Club provides home warranty coverage that gives you protection and the peace of mind of knowing all major appliances in your home are guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. Call them today at 800-917-3867. That's 800-917-3867. They'll provide a free, no-obligation quote. Once you're covered, any major appliance in your home is guaranteed to be fixed or replaced, including all makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Call Home Service Club now at 800-917-3867. For about $1 a day, you can avoid thousands in home repair costs. That's 800-917-3867, 800-917-3867. Bamboo and woven woods are the hottest trend in window coverings and a great way to give your home added style. There are lots of varieties of wood, textures, and tones to choose.
Yep, and the natural materials really do look great. Just make sure you consider size and space requirements for the product you are considering. SelectBlinds.com makes it easy. Just visit SelectBlinds.com, see how to measure your windows, then browse the many choices of colors, styles, and patterns, and then order as many as 15 free samples.
I love that they send you so many great samples. It makes it so much easier knowing that it's going to look perfect when you order. Your custom-crafted blinds are then shipped directly to your home for easy installation.
And you can save at least 40% with daily deals and discounts, plus always free shipping and delivery on everything. If you can hang a picture, you can put up your own blinds quickly and easily with SelectBlinds.com.
Have you ever noticed home projects tend to creep up on you? When that happens, Home Advisor can find local pros to help you get the job done right. With the Home Advisor app, you can get matched with the best pros for your projects. You can even book and pay for over 100 everyday home projects with just a few taps. Plus, see the tasks trending in your neighborhood. Whether you need a last-minute fix or an exciting new upgrade, Home Advisor is standing by, ready to do everything to fix your everything. Download the Home Advisor app to get started today.
Money Pit is presented by Rumblestone. Create a paver patio or walkway, garden retaining wall, grill enclosure, fire pit, or even an outdoor kitchen with Rumblestone from Pavestone. For project ideas and how-to videos, visit pavestone.com.
Making good homes better, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
What are you working on? If it's your house, you're in the right place. Now, the hardest thing to do, though, is getting started. And if you need some help doing just that, call us now at 1-888-MONEYPIT, presented by Home Advisor.
With Home Advisor, you can get matched with top home service pros in your area, read reviews, and book appointments online or by downloading the Home Advisor app.
No matter the type of job, Home Advisor will do everything to fix your everything.
Hey, and if you're looking to take the Money Pit on the go, why not subscribe to our podcast? You know, Chartable has ranked the Money Pit Apple's number one best home and garden podcast of all time. You can find it on iTunes, Spotify, Stitcher, Google Play, Google Podcasts, iHeart, TuneIn, wherever you consume your pods. You can get the Money Pit right there and listen to us whenever you want.
Plus, you can always call us with your home improvement question. Why don't you do that right now at 1-888-MONEYPIT.
Randy in Texas needs some help with some yard work. Tell us what's going on.
Yes, ma'am. What I've got a 30-foot by 15-foot pressure-treated deck on the back of my house. And where the wood has shrunk, and given me gaps between the 2x6 boards, I've had leaves fall in there. And I have no way to get them out without taking the deck up, which I don't want to do. Is there some way that I can put some kind of organic matter or something in there to break down the leaves so I don't have sprouts coming up?
So you're saying that you have organic matter that's stuck between the 2x6 floorboards of the deck and they're starting to grow?
The deck itself is sitting on a concrete patio, and then I've got 2x4s laid on edge. and that's what I built the deck on.
Oh, so it's basically a wood platform like a pallet on top of a patio.
There you go.
Yeah, no wonder it's so moist. Well, listen, I mean, that's a real unusual assembly, and there's good reason for doing it, not doing it that way because of what you're seeing. You got a lot of moisture issues here. I don't have a good solution for you because it's just a non-traditional way to assemble a deck.
Without having, I mean, it had to be that way. Otherwise, it wouldn't match up with the floor. I'd be elevated above my floor.
Mm-hmm.
My elevation of the house itself. I've right. heard putting dry molasses. Would that help?
I have no idea.
I don't know. Okay. I feel like that might attract some critters.
Some ants, definitely ants and stuff. You have a wood frame deck that's basically built flat on top of a concrete surface. The concrete's going to stay really moist and damp, which is one of the reasons that it's a perfect, almost greenhouse-like conditions for you to grow plants through there. One of the things that you could do is you could use a product like Roundup, which is a herbicide that will, you know, once you spray it, it will stop, it will kill
things, a lot of things
coming back. Right. And you also might want to try spray and forget. So spray and forget okay. also has the ability to stop mold and mildew and lichen and algae. And it may be just enough to stop the growth of whatever's happening in between those boards. But you can find that at home centers nationwide. It's a great product, and it has a sort of residual effect. Now, it's not an instant gratification kind of deal. You spray it on there and you let the sun, the wind, and the rain get to it, and very slowly over time breaks down all of those materials and stops them from coming back. So you're going to have to do something like that to try to maintain this. But in
okay.
terms of stopping the material from getting in between the cracks, that I don't have a solution for you on. Okay?
Okay. All right.
Good
sir.
Luck. Thanks so much for that call. Appreciate your question, and good luck with the project. Well, are you looking for a few extra feet for storage or relaxation, or maybe for an entertainment center or maybe a guest bed? Well, the solution might already be right under your nose and maybe even under your roof. It's a porch.
That's right. Porches are making a big comeback, showing up in a growing number of new construction projects, and they're suitable spaces for much more than an old porch rocker. Now, new porches are being equipped with radiant heat panels in the flooring, glare-proof mesh instead of traditional screens, and other features that not only make them comfortable, but fit for year-round use.
Now, if you've already got a porch and it's looking a bit worn, there are a lot of new low-maintenance materials that you can use. Well, I shouldn't say the new. A lot of them have been around for a long time, but there are some new ones. But the nice thing is that they don't need anywhere near the amount of work to take care of than the traditional wood components that most porches have been built out. For example, you can replace your wood porch floors with composites. You can use synthetic railings and spindles, which will need pretty much zero paint to maintain. Just make sure you evaluate that structure under all that porch floor before you remove and replace, you know, the boards you're walking on, because if the joists are having any issues, you need to deal with the structures first. And we don't want you to work on just the cosmetic stuff unless you know it is solid and secure.
Now, once you're all done with the update, you can add from a growing variety of weatherproofing features and appliances like TVs, couches, all these sort of unexpected interior touches. Believe it or not, those things are all also made for outdoor use. You just have to make sure that you find pieces that are made for outdoor use. You don't want to put a regular sofa outside. You want to find one that's made with sort of polypropylene materials for the frame and then waterproof materials and foam for the cushions. So look for things that are properly rated for outdoor usage, even electronics, lighting, everything, and you can have just a beautifully designed space.
If you'd like some more tips on updating your porch, head on over to MoneyPit.com and search porch repair. We've got a couple of great posts on just that.
Taylor in Michigan's having issues with a door. What's going on?
We were having like some swelling around our doors, and so it sticks when you shut it. And we were wondering if, besides sanding it, if there's anything that you can do to help fix that issue.
Well, you got to really figure out where it's sticking, because that's going to determine mm-hmm. how you fix it. So have you kind of figured out, is the door leaning and maybe one part is rubbing? Is it at the lock point? Where are you noticing the stick?
Yeah, on both of our doors that have that issue, we've noticed it towards the top of the door. So that part might be leaning a little bit, I think.
And have you tightened the screws in the hinges just to see maybe it's sort of loosened in its fitting in the jamb itself?
Yeah, we have tried that.
Typically, if the door is not closing properly, it's not adjusted properly. And,
yeah.
You know, the door can only move so many ways. And what we typically find is that if you pay attention to the reveal as the door closes and you look for unevenness there, it's going to signal to you what has to happen. So, for example, if the door is rubbing on the top, then typically that hinge, the opposite hinge, has to be set deeper into the jamb so it opens up. Look, you can sand this, you can cut this, but you're better off adjusting the door because invariably it did close properly once and it's just moved a little bit.
Right, and that's expected over time.
Yeah, exactly. Sometimes you can pull a screw out that's going into the jamb and replace it with a longer one that reaches through the stud. And just by doing that one thing and driving it in with like an impact wrench or a drill driver, it will suck that whole jamb over and fix the door like with one screw.
Okay.
Okay, but that's what you need to pay attention to. Taylor, we did a video for Yale to teach folks how to align the door for smart locks, and the same advice actually applies. It's called DIY Door Alignment for Smart Locks. It's on YouTube. It's also on MoneyPit.com. So just search for the door alignment video, and we will walk you through step-by-step all the different ways you can adjust a door. Okay?
Awesome. Great. Thank you so much.
Andrew in Iowa, what can we do for you today?
I have a roof that was redone with Benneridge, and I'm getting snow in my attic, and I want to make the attic a livable space and kind of redo it with drywall, and I don't know if I should kind of redo the Benneridge or if I can do like spray foam insulation before I do it or kind of what my next step would be.
And you're asking a couple of different questions, so let me kind of break them down. First of all, to stop the snow from coming into your attic, that's a common thing that happens with ridge vents. So there's a type of vent called a filter vent. It's made by Certainty. Their brand is called AirVent. That's their website, airvent.com. And the filter vent has like this mesh inside that lets air pass in and out but stops the snow and the rain from doing the same. So that's just a factor of having the right type of vent product. Now, in terms of making that a livable space, I will say as someone who owns a home where we had the attic completely sprayed with spray foam, I was very, very impressed with the results. The attic is really quite pleasant now, and we only use it for storage. I did it for insulation, not for finishing. But the attic is very pleasant. In the summer, it's not hot. In the winter, it's not cold. It's always ambient temperature up there. And if you do use spray foam insulation, then you would actually block off all of your vents. You would take them out. You don't need to vent a roof if you're going to spray the underside of it with spray foam. It's a ventless system by its design. So that's an option that you can choose, or you could just put the filter vent in and finish it as it is. But I will say that the spray foam will give you better insulation up there in that space than you could get by using a fiberglass bat, simply because the rafters aren't very deep in most cases, and you can't get enough inches of insulation in there.
All right. Well, perfect. Thank you. I have a lower and upper attic, so it's a lot of space. So I just wanted to make sure I had the right plan before I went. So it sounds like the spray foam insulation is. So thank you.
Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888 Money Pit.
You are tuned to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Give us a call anytime. We are standing by to help you 24/7 with whatever home repair or home improvement project you're working on. We can help. Give us a call at 888 Money Pit. Just ahead, with all this blistering heat that's happening across the nation, are you wondering how to avoid having your yard turn into a dead, dry wasteland? We'll have the tips on how you can conserve water, restore dead patches, and still have a beautiful lawn next.
You want a piece of me?
You want a piece of me?
You want a piece of me?
They're not movie tough guys, just ordinary people doing something extraordinary. They're all signed up on matchingdonors.com, willing to donate their kidney to anyone who needs it. In the U.S., 19 people die each day waiting for an organ transplant, most of them for kidneys. Matchingdonors.com improves those odds by finding living altruistic donors for patients desperately needing transplants. Go to matchingdonors.com and meet some extraordinary people. That's matchingdonors.com.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp right now.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
There are debt solutions for almost every situation. No matter how much money you owe in credit card debt, all the information you really need is yours, free, when you call right now for your free debt review. When we learned about the debt solutions they don't want you to know about, we were so shocked at how the credit card companies work to keep you in debt that we have decided to give everyone that calls today a free debt review, absolutely free. That's right. Get your debt solution review absolutely free. Just call 1-800-865-8566. That's 1-800-865-8566 and get the free debt review everyone in debt should have. To find out how you can get out of debt now, just call 1-800-865-8566. That's 1-800-865-8566. Get out of debt fast with your free credit card debt review. Call 1-800-865-8566. Again, 1-800-865-8566.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp right now.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
There are a ton of social networking websites, but one stands apart for a very special reason. This one saves lives. It's MatchingDonors.com. MatchingDonors.com links organ donors with people in need of kidney and other transplants. In the U.S., 19 people die each day waiting for an organ transplant, most of them for kidneys. If you've ever considered becoming a living organ donor, or if you have someone in need of an organ transplant, visit MatchingDonors.com. Home of the greatest gift of all, the gift of life. MatchingDonors.com.
Hi, I'm Tom Kreitler with today's tip of the day. Home fires can strike at any time. Each year, nearly 390,000 home fires in the U.S. result in death, injury, and property damage. As with anything, the best defense is a good offense. Planning, prevention, and practice are key. First, meet with everyone in the home and plan different escape routes. Try to visualize the fire from every room in your home and feel your way out. Close your eyes and try to find the exit. Thick smoke is not only deadly, but makes it difficult to breathe and to see. Stay low and practice finding the exit, identifying markers or touch points that can be landmarks along the escape route when it's hard to see. Also remind family members that in case of fire, get out first and call 911 from a neighbor's home. Most importantly, don't forget to regularly test smoke alarms to be sure they're working correctly. In case of a home fire, your dreams don't have to go up in smoke. Be prepared. I'm Tom Kreitler, and that's today's Money Pit Tip of the Day.
Money Pit is presented by Home Advisor. Find out what it costs to do your home project before you hire a pro and instantly book one of Home Advisor's pros for free. Just go to homeadvisor.com.
Making good homes better. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
And as you look around your house, we know there's a project you'd like to get done. Give us a call right now. We can help. The number here is 1-888-MONEYPIT, presented by Home Advisor. You know, home projects have never been easier. You can find top local pros, book and even pay for over 100 everyday projects with clear upfront pricing on the Home Advisor app.
Michelle in Michigan's on the line with a question about moles. That's a lot of M's, Michelle. What's going on?
Well, I have about an acre and a half of backyard. Well, actually an acre, not quite a half. But I have moles constantly coming from my neighbor's yard and tearing up. And they're living under my patio.
Well, you know why they're coming to your yard is because your yard is serving up a tasty treat that they really like. So the reason why moles show up is because your property probably has grubs, and you might not see them. They're living in the dirt underneath the lawn, but that's what the moles are eating. So the trick to getting rid of the moles is to get rid of the grubs.
Now, how would I go about by doing that? Because I've done everything I could possibly think of, spraying, putting things down, even a few homeopathic things, but nothing seems to be working.
So there's a couple of different products that you can use that will, I guess, treat the grub situation. One of them that you can find at your local home center is Grub X. And that's an application that you'll put on the lawn, and that will get rid of the grubs. I mean, it won't happen instantaneously, but it'll start to get rid of the grubs, and then the moles will figure out that you don't have the tasty treats in the lawn anymore, and they'll start moving elsewhere. Have you tried anything like that?
No, I haven't tried anything like that. My neighbor down the street told me to poke little holes in the ground and put bubble gum in there, and they might be confused, thinking it might be a grub or a worm, and they might not want to come back. I was trying to do something where I wouldn't hurt them, but they're really hurting my yard.
That's right. It's really simple. If you eliminate their food source, they're going to go try to find that somewhere else. So the grubs are the food. If you eliminate the grubs, you eliminate the moles.
Okay. Well, great. Then I'll have to give that a try.
Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEYPIT.
Well, with the hot weather in some areas of the nation seeing water shortages, some homeowners are wondering how to avoid having their yards turn into a dead, dry wasteland. Well, it's possible to preserve and maintain your lawn even through dry spells and still have a beautiful yard.
Yep. So here's a few tips to get started. It all begins with the soil. Now, you can add an amendment to your soil so that the plants don't need nearly as much water. That's just a fancy word for something you mix into the soil to improve it. If you've got, for example, sandy or gravelly or decomposed like granite kind of soil, you can help it hold water and nutrients by adding some well-decomposed materials like compost or manure or peat. But if you've got a soil that's got a lot of clay in it, you can improve the aeration, which is also important, and then add something that's more fibrous, like composted wood chips or peat moss or straw.
Next, it really helps to understand your soil's pH. Now, pH controls how available nutrients are for a plant to use. The ideal soil pH is usually considered to be 6.5. Now, you can add lime to raise soil pH and sulfur to lower it. For about $20, you can get a soil test from your state's cooperative extension service. That's going to cover pH as well as a bunch of other categories, all designed to help you get to know the soil in your yard.
Well, exactly. Now, once you know you've got good soil, what you want to do next is choose plants that are a little on the less thirsty side. You can do that by picking those that are, number one, native to your region and also able to thrive in your area's heat zone. The native plants are more likely to withstand those drought conditions and not suffer really any significant damage. So definitely stay native. Don't import when it's getting really hot out.
Now, when it comes to watering, it's really important to make sure that the water you give your plants will be as effective as possible. So you want to use drip irrigation rather than overhead watering. Now, plants take in water more efficiently when it's applied to their roots rather than their leaves. Watering directly at the root is also going to conserve water that you're going to lose to evaporation or runoff during the overhead watering. Watering towards the evening really isn't great because if a plant sort of goes to bed wet, you know, it becomes nighttime, there's a really good chance that it could get a fungus disease just from having too much moisture in the root system. The sun in the day really helps sort of keep that water where it needs to be and in use for the duration of the day. At night, it just kind of sits there. You want to also make sure that you water deeply but infrequently. A good soaking once or twice a week really is all you need.
Now, here's a kind of an important trick. You know, if we get drought conditions and if your lawn turns brown, you would naturally think that maybe the lawn has died. The truth is, it has not. It has just gone dormant. But it's really important that when it does go dormant, you do not walk on it because it's very fragile. If you don't walk on it, you just let it sit there and it's all of its brownness. Once the rain comes back or you can start watering again, it will sort of re-green and continue on its merry way to grow to the point where you got to drag that lawnmower out again. But if you walk on it and sort of tramp it down, that will damage the plant, and that's going to take a whole season to come back. So try to stay off it when it gets really hot out, and it will come back very, very quickly.
Now I've got Nancy in Arkansas on the line with a painting question. How can we help you?
One that happened to my mom, and she has an older home, and there, she has like a lot of, like, she has a popcorn ceiling, and she has a lot of, like, cobwebs and stuff. And I'm just wondering, like, what would be the best way of removing those to eliminate as much, you know, debris falling in the carpet and that sort of thing, and, but, you know, to give it a fresh look?
Well, I think with a popcorn ceiling, you know, number one, you're fighting the texture, so everything kind of wants to get stuck up there. So first off is I would start with one of those, like, Swiffers that look like a feather duster just to get all of that dust and that the cobwebs down so you've got a clean surface. And if that looks okay, then you might want to stop there. You can't really clean a popcorn ceiling because the way you remove a popcorn ceiling is to spray it with water and then you scrape it off. So if you try to clean it with any sort of cleanser or moisture, you're going to start to disintegrate the popcorn and make that come off if it's truly a popcorn ceiling and not like a textured stucco or something like that. So I think once you get the spider webs and things off of it, you might be better off just painting it and giving it a fresh coat to just, you know, sort of freshen up the ceiling space a little bit. But if you do decide to paint the popcorn ceiling, you have to get a very specialized roller. It looks like it's a foam roller that has like a spiral cut to it. And that will open up to sort of accommodate the popcorn ceiling texture. If you use a regular roller, it's going to paint it and then pull the texture off. So you have to be careful in your application, but that'll do a great job of freshening it up.
Okay. Well, great. Well, thank you so much.
You're very welcome. Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Hey, have you ever found a leak after a major rainstorm, but you just can't seem to pinpoint exactly where it's coming from? We're going to share some tricks of the trade to help you find the sources of roof leaks before they lead to any serious damage when the Money Pit returns.
If your refrigerator, your washer, dryer, air conditioning system, or really any other appliance in your house breaks, do you have an extra $1,000 lying around to get it fixed or to get a new one? Well, for about $1 a day, there is a way to avoid these costly repair bills. The Home Service Club provides home warranty coverage that gives you protection and the peace of mind of knowing all major appliances in your home are guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. Call them today at 800-917-3867. That's 800-917-3867 for a free, no-obligation quote. Once you're covered, any major appliance in your home is guaranteed to be fixed or replaced, including all makes and models of washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Call Home Service Club now. That's 800-917-3867. For about $1 a day, you can avoid thousands in home repair bills. That's 800-917-3867. 800-917-3867.
Bamboo and woven woods are the hottest trend in window coverings and a great way to give your home added style. There are lots of varieties of wood, textures, and tones to choose.
Yep, and the natural materials really do look great. Just make sure you consider size and space requirements for the product you are considering. SelectBlinds.com makes it easy. Just visit SelectBlinds.com, see how to measure your windows, then browse the many choices of colors, styles, and patterns, and then order as many as 15 free samples.
I love that they send you so many great samples. It makes it so much easier knowing that it's going to look perfect when you order. Your custom-crafted blinds are then shipped directly to your home for easy installation.
And you can save at least 40% with daily deals and discounts, plus always free shipping and delivery on everything. If you can hang a picture, you can put up your own blinds quickly and easily with SelectBlinds.com.
You expect a lot from your home. It's not just a place to hang your hat. It's where you try your hand at gardening and new recipes, rest and recharge, work and play. And that's why at Home Advisor, they're committed to keeping your home up and running. Whether you need to repair an overworked appliance or create a backyard retreat worthy of a summer staycation, use the Home Advisor app day or night, and they'll find a local pro to get the job done right. Whatever you need, they'll do everything to fix your everything. Download the Home Advisor app today to get started.
Ready to make your slippery walking surfaces safer, indoors and out? Now you can with TrackSafe Anti-Slip Sealer by Dice Coatings. TrackSafe is a tough, pre-mixed clear coat you can roll onto slippery concrete, stone, tile, linoleum, and painted surfaces. It brings added beauty and foot traction to steps, wet pool decks and walkways, garage and interior floors, and more. Get a grip with slip-resistant TrackSafe. Order today online through the Home Depot or at DiceCoatings.com.
The Money Pit is presented by Home Advisor, where it's easy to find local home improvement pros for any home project, read reviews, and instantly book. Just go to homeadvisor.com.
Making good homes better, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
And the Money Pit is presented by Home Advisor. They really do have the best local pros for any home service.
That's right. It doesn't matter what the project is. They make it fast and easy to find top local pros for any of your projects.
Plus, now they offer clear upfront pricing on over 100 everyday projects. Just download the Home Advisor app today. And speaking of downloads, we'd love for you to download the Money Pit podcast. It's available wherever you consume your pods, places like Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, you know, all those spots. This way you can listen to us at your convenience and always call us with your home improvement questions whenever they come to mind at 1-888-MONEY-PIT.
Well, if you've ever had a leak during a rainstorm and you can't find the source, we know it can be really frustrating, but there are a couple of tricks that we can share to help you narrow it down.
First, most roof leaks, well, you'd think they come straight through the shingles, but they don't. Instead, they usually come through the places where different roofs intersect, as well as places where stuff comes through your roof, like a plumbing vent or a chimney. So you really want to start your inspection there. And when I say inspection, you don't have to go on the roof. Most of this work can be done from the ground using a pair of binoculars or a camera with even a telephoto lens. Any way you can get a close look at these areas is the place to start. Very often, I will grab a binocular or a camera with a long lens and look at the chimney flashing. And if it's separated, pulling away from the chimney, I don't have to be on the roof to find that. You can see it from the ground.
Now, if the leak still isn't obvious and you're comfortable and competent climbing up on your roof, you can check for leaks by wetting down the roof with a hose and then having a helper in the attic below look for those leaks. Now, if you go with this method, it's important to work your way from the lowest section of the roof to the highest instead of that entire roof at once. This way, you're going to be able to spot the leak and narrow down the area it's coming from. And remember, don't blast water under the shingles, because if you do that, it can actually cause leaks to happen. Also, remember not to stand on the wet parts, because you don't want to slip. Roofs, slipping, water, all terrible.
Yeah, only do this from the roof if you're really confident working in a space like that. If not, hire a pro. Now, if you do find a leak, no matter how small, you need to repair it as quickly as you can. The repair complexity is going to vary based on the problem, and in many cases, you may need to hire a roofer to get it done just right. But remember, many times we have unfortunately heard of roofers trying to turn small repairs into a major roof replacement project. You rarely need to replace the entire roof if you're just dealing with one leak like that. They mostly can be fixed. So don't think that you're always going to have to go for a big, complete roof over when you're just dealing with one leak in one location. And you know what? If you still have questions, you can always reach us 24/7 at 888-MONEY-PIT or post your question at moneypit.com.
Joe in Iowa wants to talk decking. How can we help you?
Well, I got a small problem with my decks. They're pressure-treated lumber, about 18-year-old decks. One faces north and one faces south. And I watched a neighbor, both are getting bad. I watched a neighbor use one of those products where you paint it on and it's supposed to renew or restore your deck. I watched him pressure wash it twice and dry it and buy the special applicators with two coats. Over the winter, one winter, it started peeling off.
Yeah, I heard that time and time again. It looks good in the store, but it doesn't stick. It doesn't stick. And you get this really thick coat of, I think they call it a restorer. It just peels right off. It's like the worst peeling paint project you've ever seen. So, Joe, have you thought about doing sort of a deck makeover where perhaps you keep the structure, but you replace the deck boards with composite or something like that?
That's what I was wondering. I've seen where they got these thinner composites you just put over the top of your boards. Whether those stand up or just take all the deck boards off and put all new composite boards on.
First thing I would do is I would do a thorough inspection of the structure because we don't want you to do anything to this if it's not structurally sound. It's got to be well attached to the house. The floor joists have to be solid without major cracks or shifting, properly reinforced, properly braced. You know, if this thing is rock solid and the structure is good, then you could proceed. I would remove the decking boards because there's no structural integrity to the decking boards. I would pull the decking boards off, and I would put simply composite right on top of that. Lots of great choices out there in composite. You can take a look at the composite products made by Veranda at the Home Depot, for example. Really good stuff. Goes on very easily. And once that's down, you'll never have to worry about a split, a crack, or picking up a paintbrush again.
Or getting a splinter in your foot when you go out to check the grill.
Nope. That's right. Not at all. Yeah, and they have some composite components for the railing system as well, if you want to go that far.
That's what I was wondering. What would be the best line to go with?
Yeah, there's a lot of choices out there, but it's kind of personal preference. But, I've worked with the Veranda products, which are made by some of the same manufacturers that make the more name brands, and they work great. So take a look at those and go from there.
All right. Thank you.
You are tuned to the Money Pit. Whatever you are working on, let us give you a hand with that project 24/7 right here at 888 Money Pit. Hey, do you have a DIY project that you want to share with the world? Well, join the Money Pit community and share your masterpiece. We'd love to see it. We'd love to comment about it. I'm sure everybody wants to know how you did it and where you got the things. Well, whatever it is, post your project or even a question on the Money Pit's Facebook page at facebook.com/themoneypit.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp right now.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
There are a ton of social networking websites, but one stands apart for a very special reason. This one saves lives. It's MatchingDonors.com. MatchingDonors.com links organ donors with people in need of kidney and other transplants. In the U.S., 19 people die each day waiting for an organ transplant, most of them for kidneys. If you've ever considered becoming a living organ donor, or if you're someone in need of an organ transplant, visit MatchingDonors.com, home of the greatest gift of all, the gift of life, MatchingDonors.com.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp right now.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
You want a piece of me?
You want a piece of me?
You want a piece of me?
They're not movie tough guys, just ordinary people doing something extraordinary. They're all signed up on MatchingDonors.com, willing to donate their kidney to anyone who needs it. In the U.S., 19 people die each day waiting for an organ transplant, most of them for kidneys. MatchingDonors.com improves those odds by finding living altruistic donors for patients desperately needing transplants. Go to MatchingDonors.com and meet some extraordinary people. That's MatchingDonors.com.
Pit is presented by QuikCrete Fast Setting Concrete Mix in the red bag. Make your next outdoor concrete project quick and easy. QuikCrete Fast Setting Concrete Mix. Look for it in the red bag.
Where home solutions live, welcome back to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Give us a call at 888-MONEY-PIT, presented by Home Advisor. For over 20 years, Home Advisor has been helping homeowners find and hire the best local pros. Plus, you can even check project cost guides to get an idea of what you should pay for your project. Just download the Home Advisor app to get started today.
Remember, there are a couple of ways to get in touch with us. You can post your question at moneypit.com, and that is what Carl did. Carl's in Massachusetts, and he says, we recently moved into a new home, and one of my first jobs was to install a dishwasher. My problem is the dishwasher has developed a foul odor. We have cleaned and sanitized the washer several times. Still is quite stinky. Did I mess something up during the install? Help me make my wife happy. Well, okay, how could we turn that down, Leslie? It sounds like he's dealing with what we call biogas, right? I mean, these are like little tiny bits of food that get stuck inside the spray arms sometimes, and then they decay, and then they can have an awful odor. They can also form on the backside of the rubber seal around the door. But I would look to see if you could disassemble the spray arms. That's usually what does it. And these spray arms have little ports in them, and sometimes they get clogged, they get gross. You'll see like a black gel or a goo that sometimes will like attach to them. You got to flush that all out. Just use super hot water, soak them in a solution of water with a bit of bleach, and make sure you thoroughly wipe down those door seals with the bleach and water solution as well. And that ought to help you out a lot. There's also a product by Glisten, I believe, that's a dishwasher sanitizer that you can put in and run it through a cycle empty, and it does a pretty good job of cleaning some of those spaces you may have missed.
All right. Next up, Sylvia in Kansas posted a question. Now, she writes, is it okay to paint over wallpaper? The previous owners of my home put wallpaper straight on the drywall with no primer, which is making it really difficult to remove. What's the worst that could happen if I do paint over it?
I don't know. What's your two cents on that? I helped out a friend of mine this week. His mom's house was going to be sold, and she had used wallpaper on half the rooms in the place. And I'm like, oh, man, it would be nice if you could just paint over it, because taking the wallpaper down on half the rooms in a house is a monstrous job. What do you think?
I don't know. I don't like painting over it because I feel like eventually the glue behind the seams is going to give out and it'll start to peel. I don't think the seams ever really go away when you paint over it. Even if you were to tape or spackle or do something to kind of hide it, it's not going to be a long-term fix. And then when you want to eventually remove the wallpaper, it's a heck of a lot harder. You know, I think it's worth it to go for the elbow grease and get the paper down, or, you know, put another layer of drywall over it. You're going to be so much happier with the end result when you take the time to do it the right way. I'm not a fan of painting over it. I think it'd be bad.
The other thing, though, is if you are going to take this down, my gosh, don't do it without renting a steamer. I mean, a wallpaper steamer is the only way to go. You'll have the best chance of loosening up that adhesive if you use a wallpaper steamer. There's also a little tool called a paper tiger that you roll over the surface, and it puts these tiny holes in the paper. That helps that steam get behind the paper. So you roll it and perforate it with the paper tiger, and then you use the steamer to try to separate it. And maybe you'll get lucky. Maybe it won't be so terrible when you use the right tools to get the job done.
You know, a friend was asking about removing wallpaper, and they kept saying, I get the paper claw. And I said, you mean the paper tiger? And they go, nah, I got a knockoff one. It made me laugh so hard.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Thank you so much for spending this part of this summer day with us. We hope we've given you some tips and ideas to maybe have a little less perspiration when you try to tackle those inspirations. If you have questions, don't get frustrated. Write us, call us, 888-MONEYPIT 24/7, or post your questions to the Money Pit's website at moneypit.com. Until next time, I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Remember, you can do it yourself,
but you don't have to do it alone.
You live in a Money Pit.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRoster. Florida's coronavirus death rate rose again today, setting a one-week record of nearly 500 fatalities. That's about 80 more than the previous seven-day high set back in early May. Governor Ron DeSantis says as the surge in infections grows, the state's doing a lot of testing.
This is something that, as a whole, the country's done a lot of tests. Obviously, Florida, you know, we're doing a lot, particularly in the last however many weeks when the demand has really been high.
Meanwhile, Florida's entertainment industry is back in business despite the numbers. After a four-month shutdown, Walt Disney World's Magic Kingdom and the Animal Kingdom reopened today, while Epcot and Disney's Hollywood Studios follow later in the week. Universal Orlando and SeaWorld Orlando opened several weeks ago. Restrictions are needed to get in the park. Reservations, that is, to get in the park. And once you're in, there'll be restrictions, tight ones, masks, social distancing, and the like, all to help stop the spread of the coronavirus. Supreme Court vacated four more sentences in Oklahoma, including two for murder, after an earlier ruling in the week involving the Cherokee Nation.
A Native American man convicted of first-degree murder and another who pleaded guilty to manslaughter had their convictions vacated because the U.S. Supreme Court ruled that much of the eastern part of Oklahoma remains a reservation on which tribal members are subject to federal and tribal law, not state law. In video provided by the Cherokee Nation, Chief Chuck Hoskin Jr. says it doesn't mean that those who commit crimes on reservation lands won't face justice.
There's no tribe that would welcome that. Certainly the Cherokee Nation wouldn't welcome that.
Of the original high court ruling, Hoskin says,
I agree with Justice Gorsuch's opinion that the government of the United States should be held to its treaty obligations.
I'm Julie Walker.
More news and analysis at townhall.com.
Relief Factor, effective pain relief that really, really works. How do I know that? I don't have a script. I don't have talking points. I live it. I've been taking it for a year and a half. I had a lower back pain issue that had been plaguing me for 9 years, almost a decade. I took Relief Factor for 2 weeks. Yes, 2 weeks, and my pain was gone, and it's still gone. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. Don't take my word for it. See their incredible video testimonials at relieffactor.com, and then find out for yourself if this incredible drug-free product could work for you as well as it does for me and tens of thousands of Americans. It's so very, very simple. Go to relieffactor.com, order the 3-week quick starter pack. It'll be at your door in 3 days or less. And I guarantee it, Dr. G's guarantee, if you take it morning and evening, as do I, for 3 weeks, by the end of that time, you will know if it works for you like it works for me.
Indonesian authorities have arrested a Frenchman for alleged sexual abuse of minors after they found videos on his laptop computer showing him molesting over 300 children.
Jakarta police said Francois Camille Abello was arrested in a hotel room where he was found with two girls. Police had received a tip-off from nearby residents who suspected a foreigner at the hotel was exploiting children. Abello could face the death penalty by firing squad. He found guilty under child protection laws. The 65-year-old Vella was paraded in handcuffs at a news conference where Jakarta police chief said the videos on the computer showed him engaging in illegal sex acts with 305 children aged 10 to 17. Patrick Cross reporting.
Voters in Poland tomorrow will decide a tight runoff election between populist incumbent President Andrzej Duda and his liberal pro-European Union challenger Warsaw Mayor Rafał Trzaskowski. Recent opinion polls, the race is close. More at townhall.com. Mexican President Andres Manuel López Obrador says the former head of the country's state oil company has offered to talk about corruption at the company known as Pemex.
López Obrador says Emilio Lozoya has offered to talk, adding, quote, "It's going to be very interesting for this man to tell how much money he received and how the money was distributed." The investigations involve bribes paid by the Brazilian construction giant Odebrecht and the 2015 purchase of a fertilizer plant by Pemex at an inflated price. Lozoya dropped his fight against extradition from Spain in June and agreed to return to Mexico.
It's correspondent Jeremy House with that report. Lozoya was director of Pemex between 2012 and 2016. That was during the administration of former Mexican President Enrique Peña Nieto. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
A building that's meant to last is not built overnight. And for centuries, the cornerstone has been crucial to guide each brick and wall that comes after. A strong community relies on many cornerstones. So at Cornerstone Community Bank, we've taken our name to heart. Whether it's your business or your family, we'll provide the financial cornerstone that you need to build on. We're local. We're community. We're your cornerstone. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
As Shasta County gradually reopens for business, we can all do our part to stop the spread of COVID-19 by wearing a mask when in public. Cloth face coverings help reduce the spread of germs by preventing the release of droplets when someone speaks, coughs, or sneezes. Wash your face covering often, ideally after each use or at least daily. Wash with detergent and hot water and dry on a hot cycle. Here is Shasta County Health Officer Dr. Karen Ramstrom.
Remember, wearing a face covering is not a replacement for physical distancing, frequent hand washing, and staying home when sick. Your mask protects me, and my mask protects you. Together, we can stop the spread.
For more information, including how to make your own cloth face covering, go to ShastaReady.org.
Just click on Ideas and Tips, then click Repair and Improve.
And for answers to any home improvement or home repair questions, give us a call right now. 888-MONEYPIT.
It is presented by Home Advisor. Now, here are Tom and Leslie.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
And we are so glad you are here. What are you working on? Are you planning a project for this weekend? You got a project that you'd like to get done, but you don't know where to start? You need help solving a problem, solving a decorating dilemma, solving a how-to, you don't know how to get it done. These are all great topics for us to help you with. So give us a call right now at 1-888-MONEYPIT. This is Money Pit episode 2013 on a beautiful summer day in our part of the country. I hope it's nice where you are as well. And coming up on today's show, if you're thinking about remodeling your kitchen, that is a project that always adds to the value of your home, but it's also one that can get pretty pricey. So we've got three kitchen renos to tell you about that you can get done for under $1,000 that will add some style and convenience without emptying the bank account in the process.
And also ahead, moving into an apartment doesn't mean you need to sacrifice your decor desires. We're going to have some simple decorating ideas that will make your apartment feel like home and still make sure you get that security deposit back at the end of the lease.
And if you'd like to save a little water this summer, it is more and more important, of course, this time of year. But rather than relying on your kids and your family to just use less water, there are new water fixtures out there that can do the water saving for you. We'll tell you how to find faucets and toilets and showers and sprinklers that can do the job without wasting water.
But first, let's talk about how we can help you make your home your happy place with a fix-up or a decor project, a yard project, an inside project, whatever it is. Let us help you get that job done right. Give us a call.
1-888-MONEYPIT is the number. That's 888-666-3974.
Heading over to Delaware, where Eve is trying to get rid of a smoke smell. What's going on?
Right. We recently purchased a row home in Philadelphia, and it has a third-floor studio apartment where the previous occupant was a heavy smoker. and we're trying to get rid of the smell from the cigarettes. We've tried removing the floor tiles, replacing the drop grid ceiling tiles, and painting, but the odor is still pretty strong. So I'm wondering if you have any suggestions.
So above the drop ceiling, did you paint that surface as well?
No, we didn't.
What did you paint with? Did you use any kind of a primer?
Going over paint, so we didn't. We just used a regular latex paint.
Right, so the best thing to do in a situation like this is to use a very good quality primer, either an alkyd primer or a solvent-based primer, because it tends to seal in all of those wall and ceiling surfaces, including the odors that are underneath. The other issue, of course, is the floors. Now, you mentioned that there's a tile floor there, so it was a hard surface floor?
Yeah, right now we pulled up everything and we're down to the plywood, and we were just going to put in a new flooring. So is there anything we should do before we do that?
Yeah, I would also prime the plywood.
Okay.
I'd seal everything in. I would use a good quality oil-based primer, like a Kills, for example, and I would prime the heck out of everything, because that does a good job of sealing out those odors. That and some just normal ventilation ought to do it. But I think if you don't prime those surfaces, you won't be able to completely get rid of that odor. And then, of course, it goes without saying that you've disposed of furniture and curtains and things like that.
Yes. The only other question is, what about, like, kitchen cabinets?
Nah, you can't do much with them, but what you can do is you can clean them with TSP, trisodium phosphate. It's like a powdery soap mix that you buy in the paint aisle, and you can mix up a solution and clean those. Are these wooden cabinets or, like, laminate cabinets?
Wooden.
If it's wooden, you may not want to use the TSP on it. You could use Murphy's oil soap
instead,
but you're going to have to clean them.
Right.
Yep.
Okay. Thank you very much.
You're welcome, Eve. Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888- Money Pit. I mean, thankfully, fewer and fewer people are smoking today, so we're getting fewer and fewer of those calls. But I tell you what, when you get a house that's like that, what a mess. What a big mess. Hard to get rid of that sound.
Alex in West Virginia is on the line with a question about grading. Tell us what's going on at your Money Pit.
I bought my house last year. It's a 1926 American four-square home. The lot that the home was built on is 140 feet deep by like 30 feet wide. But the problem is, the drop from the very back of the lot to the very front of the lot is pretty significant. It's about 10 feet. So the house is on a hill. And I'm wondering what I can do to level out the front yard so it's easier to mow and so it looks nicer, if I could build some sort of retaining wall. And then I want to do something in the backyard the same way, because playing on it for a dog and a kid is kind of hard. I was wondering what you thought about maybe trying to level all that out somehow.
Well, right now it sounds like the house is kind of cut into the hillside. Is it so it slopes down towards the street in the front, or it slopes away from the house?
That's correct. It slopes down. If you stand in the very front of the yard, you're not even above the line in the back.
So, I mean, a retaining wall is the best way to achieve that, but of course, building a retaining wall, especially if you're talking about several feet like that, is no small task. I mean, it's a pretty big project, and it's got to be done well, because if it's not engineered properly, it's going to fail. Fortunately, today, there are a lot of good masonry products, precast masonry products that work extremely well for retaining walls. It used to be that your best option was, you know, something that looked like railroad ties that were stacked up, and you had these railroad ties that would go back into the hillside. They were called dead men, because they would just lay there and hold the wall in. But eventually, that's what it was called. It was called the dead man. And it was the piece that was perpendicular to the wall and was basically covered with soil, because that would be sort of the tie that would hold it in place. But today you could use precast retaining wall blocks. They're made by a number of great manufacturers. And you can stack those up once you prepare the base properly, and then just sort of backfill as you go. And remember to provide for proper drainage, because that really is the key. Whatever you do, you want to make sure that you're handling the water that's running down that hillside properly. And if you are built into a slope like that, it's really more important than ever to have what's called a swale, where the water sort of divides before it gets to the back of your house and then goes around the left and the right sides and then runs down, you know, to the street. But certainly that's an option, but it's a big project, and it's one that I would recommend you get professional help with, because of the size and the scope of it. Well worth having a landscape architect or designer kind of spec that out for you, because if you're going to do it yourself, you'll know exactly what you have to do. And if you're not going to do it yourself, you can use that spec to get bids from qualified contractors, and you'll know that they're all going to be sort of bidding apples to apples. The problem is, if you just call a contractor and say, build me a retaining wall, everyone's going to build it slightly differently, and it's going to be hard for you to figure out what's the best choice, because the guy that's the cheapest may not be doing the best job or using the best materials. You follow me?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, yeah.
So that's the way I'd approach it.
Oh, I appreciate your answer. I listen to your podcast every week.
Well, thank you so much for doing that, and we're so glad you called.
All right, thank you.
Thanks so much for joining us here at the Money Pit. We'd love to get you on air, so give us a call with whatever it is you're working on, a home repair or a home improvement project. We're here to lend a hand 24/7 at 888-MONEY-PIT.
888-666-3974. And just ahead, are you ready for a kitchen redo, but you don't have the money for a major do-over? We've got three kitchen renos you can get done for under $1,000 that'll all add style and convenience without draining your bank account. That's all coming up next.
If your refrigerator, your washer, dryer, air conditioning system, or really any other appliance in your house breaks, do you have an extra $1,000 lying around to get it fixed or to get a new one? Well, for about $1 a day, there is a way to avoid these costly repair bills. The Home Service Club provides home warranty coverage that gives you protection and the peace of mind knowing all major appliances in your home are guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. Call them today at 800-917-3867. That's 917-3867. They'll provide no obligation quote. Once you're covered, your appliance in your home is guaranteed to be fixed, including all makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Call Home Service Club now at 800-917-3867. For about $1 a day, you can avoid home repair costs. That's 917-3867, 800-917-3867. Bamboo and woven woods are the window coverings and a great way to give your home added style. There are lots of varieties of wood, textures, and tones to choose.
Yep, and the natural material look great. Sure, you consider size and space requirements for the product you are considering. SelectBlinds.com makes it easy. Just visit SelectBlinds.com, see how to measure your windows, then browse the many choices of colors, styles, and patterns, and then order as many as 15 free samples.
I love that they send you so many great samples. It makes it easier knowing that it's going to when you order. Your custom-crafted blinds are then shipped directly to your home for easy installation.
And you can save at least 40% with daily deals, plus always free shipping and delivery on everything. If you can hang a picture, you can put up your own blinds quickly and easily with SelectBlinds.com. You expect a home. It's not just a place to hang your hat. It's where gardening and new recipes, rest and recharge, work and play. And that's why at Home Advisor, they're committed to keeping your home up and running. Whether you need to repair an overworked appliance or create a backyard with summer staycation, use the Home Advisor app, day or night, job done right. Whatever you need, they'll do everything to fix your everything. Download the Home Advisor app today to get started.
Outdoor concrete projects are quick and easy with Quikrete fast-setting concrete mix in the red bag. It's great for setting fence posts, a mailbox, deck footings, or even a small slab. Fast-setting concrete in the red bag makes setting posts easy. There's no mixing, just pour the dry mix into the hole and it sets hard in 20 to 40 minutes. It's that quick and that easy. You'll find Quikrete concrete mix at home improvement stores. Look for it in the red bag.
Money Pit is presented by Home Advisor. Flooring in your kitchen or bathroom? Home Advisor will instantly match you with the right local pro for the job for free. Read reviews and instantly book. Just go to homeadvisor.com.
Making good. Welcome back to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Listen, Tom and I are here to give you a hand and help you make your home. So give us a call at 888-MONEY-PIT, presented by Home Advisor. Fast and easy way to find the right local pro for any kind of home project. Whether it's a small, major, or model, download the Home Advisor to get started today.
Download the Money Pit podcast to catch up with us when you don't hear us on your local. You know, Leslie, I put the podcast up on today, and like a few, I got an email from Pinterest saying that we had broke 2,000 downloads just on that one website.
That's
pretty
awesome.
Cool. I'm glad that people are finding it super useful. You can get the Money Pit podcast wherever you pods. It's also available on iTunes and Spotify and Google Podcasts and Apple Podcasts and so on. And no matter if you listen to us on the radio or by podcast 24/7 with those questions at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Alicia in North Carolina is on the line with the Money Pit. I have a question about what's going on.
We have a patio cement slab in the back house. It runs the length of our house. Our slab, it sits our deck.
Okay.
We have a So the deck goes up rather high. It has posts that sit cement slab patio. And going down, when we bought the house about 3 years ago, we didn't notice the crack. It was there, notice it. And then I'd say about, we're sitting down, noticed that the crack is now splitting open. You know, our backyard slopes down. North Carolina, there's lots of that clay. That's most of what our ground is made up of. And it's like the ground today from that cement slab because of rain and flooding, and unfortunately floods as well. So it's making it worse. I don't know whether the footings are what they really should be. We've come out and estimate the situation. I just don't know what to do.
Are you convinced, Alicia, that this crack is active, that it's opening up, or is it just that you're paying attention to it now every time you walk out in the backyard, so maybe you're imagining it's getting bigger?
No, it's different looking than it was when we first bought it.
How big is the crack?
It's not huge. Not like it's, it's not like it's 3 inches small still. It's opening up. The caulking isn't covering the crack anymore.
Okay.
So I'd say about quarter inch.
All right. It's not bad. So there's a couple of things you can do here. First of all, you do need to clean out that old caulk and reseal this one way or the other. Quikrete has a product that's made specifically for concrete slabs that you can use that will give you a textured finish, and it dries in about an hour. So you do want to reseal it. Now, in terms of, you know, not having to look at it, maybe doing something that would be a little more attractive, maybe slowing it down, I think you're right. The reason it's moving, if it is in fact moving, is it's exacerbated by waters. You know, cement slabs don't have footings, so there's nothing holding it back from doing this. And I just wonder if this deck was properly built because it's sitting on top of half of it. It really just shouldn't be sitting on the 4-inch concrete slab. It should be sitting on the footing below it. Be that what it may, another idea that you might want to consider is PaveStone makes a paver brick that is about half the thickness of a full paver brick. And it's designed for taking a cement slab that maybe doesn't look so hot and creating a beautiful paver patio with it. The way it works is you lay down the perimeter, and then you sort of put your whole pattern in, and then you take up the perimeter and you basically glue in the outside perimeter row. And then that holds all the bricks inside of it. And then you add this typical paver stone and it looks fantastic. So that's available from PaveStone.
You know, my big concern is, you know, 5 years down the line, if we want to put the house on the market kind of thing. And I didn't want to, I wanted to do something. If I was already seeing an increase in the crack now, what would it look like 5 years?
A cement slab is not a structural part of your backyard or your patio, okay? It's just, it's basically there as a surface that you can work with. And if you put the pavers over it and it goes from a quarter of an inch to 3/8 of an inch, nobody's ever going to see that. And pavers are just going to shift. Product is made by PaveStone. It's actually called PaveStone Milano. That's the brand. That's the particular product that is the thinner version of the full PaveStone paver.
Okay.
And again, it can go down right on top of that slab, goes down really quick, and it'll look fantastic.
Oh, thank you so much. I appreciate it. I love your show.
Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Well, remodeling your kitchen can easily add to the value of a home, but a total renovation can also cost you a bundle of cash. But you don't always need to do a major renovation to just spruce up the space. We've got 3 projects that you can get done for well under $1,000 to get some of that same style, safety, and convenience. First of all, as many a clothes horse will tell you, a great look is all about the accessories. And that same concept goes for on-display room like your kitchen. Change the knobs and pulls on the cabinetry. It's super easy. It's a great and cost-effective way to change things and liven things up. And you can go with a completely different finish than you had before. Go from, you know, a brushed bronze to a brass or a chrome to sort of an antiqued silver, something, anything, change it up and you've completely changed the look. Next up, another focal point in your kitchen is the faucet. And with a wide range of faucet styles in the neighborhood of $200, you can easily amp up the style standard while also saving water. So look for faucets with the EPA WaterSense seal. Can tell you that they use less water without giving up the features that you love, like a built-in spray head.
Now, let's talk about those cabinets. Replacing cabinets is always one of the most expensive parts of a kitchen reno, but painting is really a great alternative. And today, painted solid cabinet finish, it's even more popular than ever in brand new cabinets. So You know, why pay for new cabinets that are going to be painted anyway? Paint the cabinets that you have. It's pretty similar to painting just about everything else in your house with a couple of really important exceptions. First one is this. You need to use a special type of primer. It's called a high bond primer, basically because it sticks to smooth surfaces better than the kind of primer that you might use on a wall. And most manufacturers have a version of this. Now, after the primer, I also recommend that you use a solvent or oil-based semi-gloss paint. Even though cleanup is harder, it is worth it because those oil-based paints provide a much tougher finish. And if those doors are going to be open and closing, those drawers are going to be slamming, it's really important for durability to use a paint that gives you a really hard surface. So there you go. Three improvements that you can take on for under a grand that will definitely add some value to your home.
Bob in Wisconsin's on the line with a question about adding a patio. How can we help?
Yes, I have a 16 by 20 foot patio, runs the 20 foot length of the house. And what we're thinking about is putting an enclosure on it, but the roof line runs along the patio so that it's sloped down towards the patio. And so the deck, I should say, is on the outside, of course, and we're thinking about enclosing the deck. Is there some way we could enclose that without cutting into the existing roof of the house?
Why are you hesitant to want to not cut into the roof of the house? Because if you think about it, roofs are always naturally intersecting, and if it's done right, it can be done in a very permanent way, so it will not become a leak problem.
Okay. The roof line where it comes down to the deck would be about 8 feet. So I would imagine to go out the 16-foot length, we'd have to probably raise that up about how far?
Well, let's just say you wanted to get a 312 pitch. So, yeah, it's going to have to come up quite a bit. But the other option is to go with a very low-slope roof and use a roofing material that's designed for that. So if you were to use, like, a rubber roof, and that's a heat-sealed roof that goes down that can be perfect, almost flat. This is not going to be flat. It's going to be low slope. And if that is intersected correctly with the existing roof, you may be able to maintain that ceiling height.
Okay, understand. Yeah, that's what I thought. I don't think there's any easy way to do it. One other question, if I might. We have a patio area that has concrete on it now, and it's 4 feet by 20 feet, and we'd like to put tile on it. It's outside, though. It is covered by a roof area, but it is an outside area. Is there a way to do that without running into problems?
Well, the adhesive that you use has to be rated for, you know, the temperature climate that you're in. My concern would be, living in Wisconsin, that tile, even though it's covered, is going to get wet, and it's going to freeze, and it's going to pop off. So rather than use tile, you might be better off with a paver brick that is more durable in an environment like that. The tile, I'm just concerned, is not going to last.
Yeah, that was my concern, too, with the freezing and expansion and contraction. So, yeah. Okay, well, that was my two questions, and thank you so much. We enjoy listening to your show.
Well, thank you very much. We appreciate the call, and good luck with that project.
You are tuned to The Money Pit. Give us a call with your home repair or home improvement question 24/7. We're always working on our homes. We know you're working on yours, so let us give you a hand. Call us at 888-MONEY-PIT. Well, when you live in an apartment, you want it to reflect your personal style, but you need to do so in a way that's not going to jeopardize that security deposit that they are holding in anticipation of you doing something. So we're going to share some simple decorating ideas that will make your apartment feel like home and still help you get those dollars back at the end of the lease when the Money Pit continues. 888-MONEY-PIT.
You want a piece of me?
You want a piece of me?
You want a piece of me?
They're not movie tough guys, just ordinary people doing something extraordinary. They're all signed up on matchingdonors.com, willing to donate their kidney to anyone who needs it. In the U.S., 19 people die each day waiting for an organ transplant, most of them for kidneys. Matchingdonors.com improves those odds by finding living altruistic donors for patients desperately needing transplants. Go to matchingdonors.com and meet some extraordinary people. That's matchingdonors.com.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp right now.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
There are debt solutions for almost every situation. No matter how much money you owe in credit card debt, all the information you really need is yours, free, when you call right now for your free debt review. When we learned about the debt solutions they don't want you to know about, we were so shocked at how the credit card companies work to keep you in debt that we have decided to give everyone that calls today a free debt review, absolutely free. That's right. Get your debt solution review absolutely free. Just call 1-800-865-8566. That's 1-800-865-8566 and get the free debt review everyone in debt should have. To find out how you can get out of debt now, just call 1-800-865-8566. That's 1-800-865-8566. Get out of debt fast with your free credit card debt review. Call 1-800-865-8566. Again, 1-800-865-8566.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp right now.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
There are a ton of social networking websites, but one stands apart for a very special reason. This one saves lives. It's MatchingDonors.com. MatchingDonors.com links organ donors with people in need of kidney and other transplants. In the U.S., 19 people die each day waiting for an organ transplant, most of them for kidneys. If you've ever considered becoming a living organ donor, or if you have someone in need of an organ transplant, visit MatchingDonors.com, home of the greatest gift of all, the gift of life. MatchingDonors.com.
Hi, I'm Tom. Today's tip of the day. Home fires can strike at any time. Each year, nearly 390,000 in the U.S. result in death, injury, and property damage. As with anything, defense is a good offense. Planning, prevention, and safety. First, meet with everyone in the home and plan different escape routes. Try to visualize the fire from every room in your home and out. Close your eyes and find the exit. Thick smoke is not only deadly, but makes it difficult to breathe and to see. Stay low and practice finding the exit, identifying markers or touch points that can be landmarks along the escape route. Also remind family members that in case of fire, you call 911 from a neighbor's home. Don't forget to regularly check to be sure they're working correctly. In case of a home fire, your dreams don't smoke. Be prepared. I'm Tom Kreitler, and that's today's Money Pit Tip of the Day.
Better. Welcome back to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
That's Lisa Gretti.
Call us now with your home improvement question at 1-888-MONEYPIT. We'd love to hear what you're working on. And the Money Pit is presented by Home Advisor, where it's easy to find the best local home improvement in any home project. Just download the Home Advisor app today.
Yes, moving into an apartment is the first stepping stone to buying a home. Not only are you now on your own, but you also have the chance to use your creative side
But since you're a renter, you need to do it in a way that's not going to damage the apartment and then blow your security deposit. We've got four ideas to help you do that. First of all, I mean, you check out peelable and removable wallpaper. Same thing. They sell it everywhere from Target to Fancy Forces. All you have to do is search, and the patterns are endless. But you do need to take your time. You need to make sure the walls are nice. Get a nice, I use like a plastic squeegee that I put like a little bit of on the edge and smooth as I'm sort of putting out the paper. But as you go along, don't unpeel too much because you can make a mess, but it will change a room quickly and for not that much money.
Now, the next trick of the trade is to add a large mirror to your living room. Now, mirrors can be really magical when it comes to making spaces look are, and they serve as a good focal point for decor. But putting holes in your wall, well, don't do that. Just go with an oversized wall mirror. They can be actually leaned up against a wall in the chance of damage, and it will totally open up that space without risking having to fork over part of your security deposit to repair all those holes you put in the wall.
Yeah, here's another thing, guys. Throw rugs. You're not changing anything. You're just adding something. They can be your apartment's best friend. It's going to give you warmth and comfort in your space, and it really cuts down on the dirt and the dust bunnies that love to skate along wood floors. Also, it keeps things a little bit quieter. Neighbors will be happier. And throw rugs, I mean, you can get washable ones online. You can get an outdoor, indoor space that kind of looks clean up easy. You know, lots of different things. You don't have to spend a ton of money on a rug in a space, but you can find ones that are affordable and will really give you that decorated look.
Let's talk finally about the bathroom. You can give it a boost by maybe updating your shower curtain and adding one that's got some color. Then you could pair that with a little bathroom sink decor. You can even add some framed print together. Just use hooks whenever you want to hang something. Command hooks are really handy because they don't permanently adhere. They have a system where with them you pull the tab and they totally release from the wall without damaging the surface. So lots of things you can do to spruce up the apartment, make it feel like home without risking any damage impact your security deposit.
Kim in North Carolina, you've got the Money Pit. How can we help you?
We had trouble with weed, and it was never a trouble before, but it we have handing what we used to have and want to know if it is outdated or no longer safe to use for the environment.
Oh, you mean your weed killer?
Well, no, it's not a weed killer because we try not to put anything down in the ground other than to kill the fire ants.
But your goal here is to eliminate weeds?
We used to use a black plastic. The black plastic would keep the weeds gone, just literally gone. And the plants would actually flourish from the root system being gently baked, we'll use the term. Okay. But now all you can find is that thin fiber stuff almost.
Well, listen, if it's worked for you in the past, I don't see why it won't work for you in the future. And certainly it is available and it's safe. And you're talking about weed block. That's a different material entirely. And weed block is, basically designed to cover the whole surface or to be just below the surface. I mean, it will work as well. But generally with weed block, you put slits in it and that's how the plants grow through it. They don't grow under it. Now, if you're talking about a lawn, there are other ways to deal with a massive influx of weeds. If your lawn is in really bad condition and completely like full with weeds, then I would recommend a kind of radical step called a Roundup restoration, where you essentially spray the entire lawn with a Roundup product in the fall, by the way, in the fall. You spray the entire lawn, and then as that lawn starts to die out, you put seed on it, and the seed comes up through the original dead lawn, and then by next spring, you have a beautiful new green lawn without a lick of weeds in the whole place. So there's a couple of ways to approach it, but either way, I think is fine. If you can identify the plastic and use it again, I see nothing wrong with doing that. If you want to use the weed block, that's fine, but you have to have cuts in it for the plants to come on, or if you just want to restore the entire lawn, then go with the Roundup restoration. Kim, thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Up next, saving water becomes more and more important this time of year, but rather than rely on your kids and family to use less water, you know, new fixtures actually do the water saving for you.
Yep, it's a simple plumbing project. We'll tell you how to find faucets and toilets and showers and sprinklers that can do that job without wasting water in today's Pro Project presented by HomeAdvisor.com next.
You live in a money pit.
Do you have a home improvement, decor, or remodeling project and don't know where to start? Start right here. Connect with Tom and Leslie by calling 1-888-MONEYPIT. Presented by HomeAdvisor, the fast and easy way to find the right pro for any kind of home project. You can also reach us by submitting your question on MoneyPit.com or through our Facebook community page at Facebook.com/TheMoneyPit. And remember, to find top local home improvement pros to help with any home project, just go to HomeAdvisor.com.
Could your backyard use a makeover? You can create beautiful outdoor living spaces with Rumblestone from Pavestone. Create a paver patio or walkway, a garden retaining wall, grill enclosure, fire pit, or even an outdoor kitchen. These rustic building blocks make it easy, and they look great. Rumblestone from Pavestone is available at the Home Depot. And be sure to check out the project ideas and the how-to videos at pavestone.com.
If your refrigerator, your washer, dryer, air conditioning system, or really any other appliance in your house breaks, do you have an extra $1,000 lying around to get it fixed or to get a new one? Well, for about $1 a day, there is a way to avoid these costly repair bills. The Home Service Club provides home warranty coverage that gives you protection and the peace of mind of knowing all major appliances in your home are guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. Call them today at 800-917-3867. That's 800-917-3867 for a free, no-obligation quote. Once you're covered, any major appliance in your home is guaranteed to be fixed or replaced, including all makes and models of washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Call Home Service Club now. That's 800-917-3867. For about $1 a day, you can avoid thousands in home repair bills. That's 800-917-3867, 800-917-3867.
Installing a tile backsplash countertop or shower wall really improves the look and function of a home. It's not a hard job if you have the right materials. That's why I like SimpleMat and Simple Grout by Custom Building Products.
There's no mortar, no mixing, and no mess. SimpleMat is a strong adhesive mat that instantly and permanently bonds tile to your wall. Then immediately grout with pre-mixed Simple Grout so your project can be completed in one day.
Find SimpleMat and Simple Grout at Home Depot and HomeDepot.com. Learn more at thesimplemat.com.
Have you ever noticed home projects tend to creep up on you? When that happens, Home Advisor can find local pros to help you get the job done right. With the Home Advisor app, you can get matched with the best home pros for your projects. You can even book and pay for over 100 everyday home projects with just a few taps. Plus, you can see the tasks trending in your neighborhood. Whether you need a last-minute fix or an exciting new upgrade, Home Advisor is standing by, ready to do everything to fix your everything. Download the Home Advisor app to get started today.
The Money Pit is presented by Home Advisor, where it's easy to find local home improvement pros for any home project, read reviews, and instantly book. Just go to HomeAdvisor.com.
Where home solutions live, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Hey, are you thinking about a renovation or a repair and you need a little help? Well, the Money Pit is presented by Home Advisor. Need a new roof? Just download the Home Advisor app and get matched with the right local pro for your project.
And you can also download the Money Pit podcast to catch us whenever you would like. Chartable ranked the Money Pit Apple's number one best home and garden podcast of all time, which is all-time cool for us. We would love for you to join us. The number here is 1-888-MONEYPIT. No matter when you're listening, you can always reach us with your home improvement questions.
Leslie in Tennessee. I feel like I'm talking to myself. Welcome to the Money Pit. How can we help you?
Yes, I'm an avid listener of your show. We really love it. We have a question. After several years of having an outdoor pool and enjoying it but not being able to use it because the full four seasons here in East Tennessee, we're wanting to add an addition on the house, and we'd love to put a small indoor pool, just like a little lap pool, you know, only about probably half the size of our outdoor pool. And we was wondering what would be the best type of construction. Our house is a frame house with brick, but you have moisture problems, I know, with an indoor pool. So for an addition, I wanted to see if y'all had any recommendations for certain materials or a certain type of system to reduce the moisture in the home, or how, what would you do?
Well, there are dehumidifiers that are designed for pool rooms. I mean, they're similar to whole house dehumidifiers where they take out a lot of water from the air.
I would definitely isolate the area where the pool is from the rest of the house so that the moisture is contained in the one space, and that makes it easier for you to manage that level of moisture. You know, it could maybe just be a sliding glass door or something like that that separates it. But in terms of the material, you have to be very careful with the venting. For example, in the roof above, you have to choose materials that are mold resistant in terms of the surface. You know, for example, instead of using paper-faced drywall, you might use fiberglass-faced drywall. That doesn't grow mold because it's not organic. So with a few things like that in the right mechanical system, and then the pool manufacturers that you're talking to, the installers, they'll be very familiar with this because, you know, if these pools are being put into inside spaces, you've got to deal with the evaporation.
All right, well, that's helpful there. And so more or less probably a pool manufacturer or a pool place right here would have that recommendation then.
Well, they would. And generally, we're going to probably talk about mechanical dehumidification. And then in terms of the construction of the space, just be mindful to choose materials that are not easily going to grow mold, and certainly one that's materials that are cleanable. Okay?
That's great. Well, thank you very much, and I appreciate y'all being on our radio here in Northeast Tennessee.
Well, this time of year, saving water always becomes more and more important. But rather than relying on your kids and your family to use less water, because I'm sure they're not gonna, you'll be lucky if they turn the water off before they leave the bathroom. I'm talking to you, Henry and Charlie. Those are my kids, by the way, not just random Henrys and Charlies out there. But guys, you can actually update your plumbing fixtures to do the water saving for you, and it's a pretty simple pro plumbing project.
We've got a few tips on how to find faucets and toilets and showers and sprinklers that can do that job without wasting water in today's pro project presented by HomeAdvisor.com. First, let's talk about those toilets. They can last for decades, and it pretty much makes them the most durable plumbing fixture in the house. But while they don't wear out, old toilets can waste plenty of water with every single flush. So instead, you want to switch out to WaterSense certified toilets.
Yeah, now WaterSense, it's a program that's run by the EPA, and it's just like the Energy Star program, which helps consumers find products that save energy. WaterSense is designed to help consumers identify products that will save water. Now, to qualify, a product must be certified to use at least 20% less water, save energy, and perform as well or better than the regular models.
Definitely. Now, besides toilets, if you were to also replace your bathroom faucet and shower head, the EPA tells us you can save 26,000 gallons of water a year and create 380 fewer pounds of greenhouse gas emissions, not to mention knocking about $250 off your utility bill. So it's definitely a well worth project to do.
Yeah, and speaking of those utility bills, if you use less water, you also use less natural gas or electricity, however you heat your water, so it's all going to add up. Plus, besides bathrooms and kitchens, WaterSense fixtures are also available for outdoor use, like your lawn sprinkler, rain controllers, all those other irrigation products you can update to help you avoid wasting water while still enjoying a beautiful landscape.
And that's today's pro project presented by HomeAdvisor.com. You can find top local pros, book, and even pay for over 100 everyday projects with clear upfront pricing on the HomeAdvisor app. To get started, download the HomeAdvisor app today.
All right, now we've got Gail on the line with a question about her oven. What's going on?
Yes, I have a stove that's an electric stove, and it's about 5 to 6 years old, but it's a self-cleaning oven. And right after I received it, it seems as though there's in between the glass on the door. It doesn't clean that when I use the automatic cleaner, and I just wondered how I clean in between the glass on the oven door.
That's a tough space to clean, and I agree. I don't think you can. I think what you have to do is take it apart, and that can be done. The door has to be disassembled, and so it depends on how comfortable you feel about taking that project on. It's not sealed glass in the sense of like a double pane window. It's really two pieces of glass, and sometimes because of heat and humidity and steam, it gets in there and it discolors. But you have to disassemble that door if you really want to get it clean. So it's obviously not the same, not the kind of thing you want to do every time you clean your oven.
No, and I noticed that it looks like there's like Phillips head screws at the bottom part of the door, but the top part, it doesn't look. It's not a regular screw. It's just something that, you know, it doesn't fit a screwdriver. So I don't know if that bottom pot, you know, and I'm afraid that once I get that undone, I'm not going to be able to get it back.
Yeah, get it back together again. You know, I hear you. You know, I know that there are some great videos online of people doing this. I've seen them. And so you could take a look at YouTube. But the process is going to be to disassemble that door. Now, it's going to come apart one way or the other. The types of fasteners you're describing, you know, maybe the type of fastener that needs a specialized, not a screwdriver, but like a nut driver or something of that nature, or like an Allen wrench or something like that. But it will eventually come apart. You're just going to have to figure out how to do that. But if you're not comfortable with that process, if you're not really mechanical and are afraid to get into that because you might not be able to fix it, then I think you should just kind of learn to live with it, unfortunately.
Now, is this true of all brands? Does it matter which brand it is? Do they all have to be, you know, does it happen to them all, or have you heard?
Some may be better than others, but, you know, if it's happened to you, it doesn't really matter if it's happened to anybody else because you don't want to have to replace that oven. You really just want to make sure you can get it clean. So that's what you need to do.
Yes. Okay. All right. Well, thank you very much. I appreciate your help.
You're welcome, Gail. Thanks so much for calling us at 888 Money Pit.
Give us a call with your home repair or home improvement question 24/7 right here at 888 Money Pit. Still ahead, it's there to make your life easier, but could your dishwasher be shortening the life of the dishes it's cleaning? We'll tell you when the Money Pit continues.
You live in a money pit.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp right now.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
There are a ton of social networking websites, but one stands apart for a very special reason. This one saves lives. It's MatchingDonors.com. MatchingDonors.com links organ donors with people in need of kidney and other transplants. In the U.S., 19 people die each day waiting for an organ transplant, most of them for kidneys. If you've ever considered becoming a living organ donor, or if you're someone in need of an organ transplant, visit MatchingDonors.com, home of the greatest gift of all, the gift of life, MatchingDonors.com.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp right now.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
You want a piece of me?
You want a piece of me?
You want a piece of me?
They're not movie tough guys, just ordinary people doing something extraordinary. They're all signed up on MatchingDonors.com, willing to donate their kidney to anyone who needs it. In the U.S., 19 people die each day waiting for an organ transplant, most of them for kidneys. MatchingDonors.com improves those odds by finding living altruistic donors for patients desperately needing transplants. Go to MatchingDonors.com and meet some extraordinary people. That's MatchingDonors.com.
The Money Pit is presented by Home Advisor. Find out what it costs to do your home project before you hire a pro, and instantly book one of Home Advisor's pros for free. Just go to homeadvisor.com.
Making good homes better. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Give us a call at 888-MONEY-PIT. The Money Pit is presented by Home Advisor. You can get instantly matched with top-rated pros for any home project and book appointments online for free.
888-666-3974 is our number. Hey, you can also post your question like Robin from New Jersey. She says, I live in an 8-year-old house that came with an upscale ceiling fan and light combo in the bedroom that operates by a remote. It worked fine till a few days ago, but now the light will come on all by itself at odd times. That self-operating light scares me and annoys me both at the same time. I can appreciate that. You know, I'm thinking short circuit here, Leslie, because, you know, if you've got a light that's coming on of its own doing like that, and it may be that something is loose. You could have a wire that where it attaches, it loosened up, or it could be internal to it, but it's definitely worth checking out. The only thing that I might do is replace the bulb, but if it still happens after replacing the bulb, I would definitely call an electrician and have him look at it, because if it is short-circuiting, it could also be unsafe. It could overheat. It could even possibly, but just to rule out simple stuff, I would definitely change out the bulb first and then see what happens. Otherwise, you definitely got a potential unsafe situation on your hands, and you got to have the right pro to fix it.
Yeah, Robin, better to be safe than sorry. I mean, so much can happen with electricity in places you don't see, so it's better to get it looked at and know that everything is operating correctly.
Well, if you own a dishwasher, it's tempting to throw everything but the kitchen sink into it, but there's a chance your dishwasher may be doing more harm than good. To find out which kitchen items always deserve that white glove treatment, or at least the rubber glove treatment, we're going to turn to this week's edition of Leslie's Last Word.
Well, it goes without saying that anything that's marked hand wash should be hand washed, but those aren't the only items that should never make their way into your dishwasher. Now, a seasoned cast iron skillet. This is definitely a point of pride for any cook, but you can totally undo all of that seasoning and working to get that pan work so fantastically well if you put it in the dishwasher. So hand wash cast iron, but not with soap. You want to scrub it with cooking oil and salt instead, and then wipe it dry with a paper or a cloth towel just to keep it from rusting. Now, if you have an insulated travel mug for your coffee every day, you need to wash it every night, and you need to wash it by hand. The force of water in the dishwasher can actually get between the mug's outer and inner layers, and that just causes all kind of gross stuff, and it ruins that travel mug, so hand wash that. And the same goes for some nonstick pans. Some of them are dishwasher safe, but others lose their nonstick quality in that extreme heat. Now, you can either check your pan's manufacturer or just simply play it safe. The minute or two that you spend hand washing a nonstick pan really beats a ruined pan, and then, of course, your many ruined meals to follow after that. And finally, guys, anything that's made of wood does not belong in the dishwasher at all. Not only because it's porous, but can actually absorb soap and other germs. And because all of that heat is in there, it'll eventually cause whatever that wood thing is, whether it's a cutting board or a spatula or a spoon, whatever, it will cause that wood to dry out and then crack. So keep those wood utensils and work surfaces out of the dishwasher entirely, even like a nice salad bowl that's wood. Just wash them, guys. It's not that much trouble. And then this way you can play your game of Tetris in the dishwasher with all the other stuff that you're allowed. Stick them in.
It definitely is a Tetris game, isn't it? Trying to get everything to fit.
And there's only one correct way, Tom.
Of course. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Thank you so much for spending this part of your day with us. Coming up next time on the program, creating a beautiful living space outside doesn't require walls or a ceiling, just a beautiful floor. We're going to have tips on how you can create that perfect patio surface on the very next edition of The Money Pit. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Remember, you can do it yourself,
but you don't have to do it alone. Live in a money pit.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com, I'm Ron DeRockstra. For the first time in front of cameras, President Trump was seen wearing a mask while visiting Walter Reed Hospital this afternoon.
Mr. Trump visited the medical center in Maryland to meet with wounded soldiers and healthcare staff who have been caring for COVID-19 patients. He shared his view with reporters outside the White House before the visit.
I think when you're in a hospital, especially in that particular setting where you're talking to a lot of soldiers and people that in some cases just got off the operating tables, I think it's a great thing to wear a mask. I've never been against masks, but I do believe they have a time and a place.
The president, who's been reluctant to wear a mask in public, indicated early in the week that he would do so at Walter Reed. Bernie Bennett in Washington.
Florida's COVID-19 numbers aren't very nice.
We increased from the end of June into July, but then have kind of, it's been plateaued for the last 2 weeks, which is... It's a good sign. We'd rather be plateaued at 4%, but we didn't want to see it continue to just go up and up.
That's Governor Ron DeSantis at a news conference Saturday. He said the bulk of the cases are in the 15 to 54 age group. He said, thankfully, the fatality rate is lower in the age if the patient doesn't already have a serious medical condition. But nonetheless, Florida health officials said they set a one-week record this past week, nearly 500 confirmed coronavirus deaths. State Health Department reported 46 new deaths on Saturday. That's an average of 71 per day. Nevada lawmakers have pumped the brakes on their emergency special session because someone in the legislature building has tested positive for the coronavirus. Governor Steve Sisolak convened the session so lawmakers could balance the state budget amid a projected $1.2 billion shortfall from the economic damage of the pandemic. Now they'll meet remotely in recess until Monday morning. News and analysis at townhall.com.
Aleve Factor, effective pain relief that really, really works. How do I know that? I don't have a script. I don't have talking points. I live it. I've been taking it for a year and a half. I had a lower back pain issue that had been plaguing me for 9 years, almost a decade. I took Aleve Factor for 2 weeks. Yes, 2 weeks, and my pain was gone, and it's still gone. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Aleve Factor right now. Don't take my word for it. See their incredible video testimonials at ReliveFactor.com, and then find out for yourself if this incredible drug-free product could work for you as well as it does for me and tens of thousands of Americans. It's so very, very simple. Go to ReliveFactor.com, order the 3-week quick starter pack. It'll be at your door in 3 days or less. And I guarantee it, Dr. G's guarantee, if you take it morning and evening, as do I, for 3 weeks, by the end of that time, you will know if it works for you like it works for me.
Hong Kong low-cost airline HK Express, part of the Cathay Pacific Group, says it will gradually resume flights in August 2nd as Asian governments ease coronavirus-related travel restrictions.
HK Express suspended all flights in March as governments tighten border controls. The carrier, which normally flies 25 routes throughout Asia, gave no details of its planned schedule. Cathay's flagship carrier, Cathay Pacific Airways, earlier suspended 90% of its flights.
Jeremy House reporting. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson was among a number of world leaders who joined survivors remotely of the 1995 Srebrenica massacre to remember the 25th anniversary of the atrocity. It's the only crime in Europe since World War II that's been declared a genocide. Addressing the mourners, a top Bosniak Muslim official called on the world to confront the persistent downplaying of the genocide. More at townhall.com. Some pastors are ignoring a new California ban on singing or chanting in church to slow down the spread of the coronavirus.
The American Center for Law and Justice is encouraging church leaders to defy the order and says it will sue the state. Meanwhile, Crossroads Community Church Senior Pastor Jim Clark wants to keep his 1,500 parishioners safe during the coronavirus pandemic, but he's drawing the line at a new California ban on singing or chanting at religious services. Enough is enough, Clark said. We will be singing and praising the Lord. We don't chant. The California ban was one of a number of restrictions on indoor businesses and gatherings put in place last week by Governor Gavin Newsom. Patrick Frost reporting.
Determined to proceed with the first federal execution in nearly two decades, the Justice Department plans to appeal a judge's ruling that would halt authorities from carrying out the execution on a 47-year-old inmate on Monday. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Enjoy delicious Black Bear Diner food in the comfort of your own cave. Try one of our nine new family meals to go, like the breakfast combo family meal loaded with eggs, thick-cut bacon, sausage links, and four huge house-baked biscuits. Or the chicken fried steak family meal for four with country gravy, cornbread muffins, and two large family sides. Starting at $19.99, our family meals to go feed three to four, so try all nine. Order carry out or delivery at
Black Bear Diner.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide three delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
George Washington, entrepreneur, how our founding fathers' private business pursuits changed America and the world. I think we got to reconfigure our base on why we're a country, what George Washington has to do with it. I never thought this would happen. I think there'd be somebody laughing when I made a statement like that. But when you see his hands spray painted on statues in New York City as if there's blood on his hands, if you see people like Tammy Duckworth be struggling to answer whether his statue should come down in America, I think we have to reconfigure where we're coming from, and that's what we're going to do. Vincent Everett Ellison's with us, author of Iron Triangle, a big hit, is somebody with a real sense of being an African-American in America, African-American in America right now in the era of Black Lives Movement, the BLM movement being the most popular one in the country. Do they deserve the accolades? We'll discuss it. And what about those people that want to push back? Are they ready for the backlash? We'll see. Let's get to the big three.
Now, with the story to know, it's Brian's Big Three.
Number three.
You know, I talk to a lot of guys across the league, and they a lot of things, but just they're all thinking the same thing. Is this going to work? We've got to stay safe and obviously be as cautious as we can.
Mike Trout, best player in baseball, standing up in sports. Kids beginning to play again, have you noticed? Baseball about to start, a couple of weeks, some foot preparations. Are we ready for sports, and do you believe we are?
Number two.
There are some very militant type forces in Black Lives. We're now talking about, you know, get our demands. We're going to burn it down. And I viewed it as a very, very self-righteousness.
Terry Crews, actor, football player, America, and the BLM going to take to bring peace to our streets. And Terry Crews dying on the hill, his words on logical racial justice. As the retired footballer turned sportscaster Marcus Wiley joins him with some trepidation about BLM. Are they right to stand up and speak out? And is their message one you can sign on to?
Number. And we hope that most reopen. We don't want people to make political statements or do it for political reasons. They think politically, so they keep the schools closed. No way. So we're very much going to put pressure on governors and everybody else to open the schools.
Hurdles remain as 40 states show a rise in cases exist in hospitals in Texas, Arizona, Florida, and California. But the press must open. I 100% agree. Plus, the U.S. officially, Joe, are they more focused on China than America and the rest of the world? I have no problem with that. So let's bring in Vince, author of The Iron Triangle, back.
It's a pleasure.
All right, Vince, first off, are race relations getting better in this country?
You know what? People are focusing on the wrong. The race relations are fine. Black and white people aren't fighting all over America. The media is hyping this because this is what the Democrat election. Look, proud of what they're. And as long as they get 90% of the black vote, they're not going to change a thing. With all of this violence in the inner cities and with all of this chaos, they want to defund police, bail for criminals, continue their assault on religion, encourage a culture of sex, violence, materialism, and victimization. So they're trapping kids in these terrible schools and get them out. This is what they want. In my book, The Iron Triangle, I say consistently, almost on every page, nobody is this stupid. This is a plan. And their plan is to keep black people exactly where they are so they can use them for their purposes and their power. And they've over 200 years. What you are witnessing is the last chapter of a 50-year cultural genocide by the in the bright light of day. And what these people have done, they've caught inside the black community. And all of the institutions have been destroyed, from religion, educational, and government institutions. And you have the people flailing about not knowing what to do.
Here is Terry Crews. He said in his Eye on this Hill that he's not signed on to what matters stands for. He said, not all white people are bad, not all black people are good. Can you believe he said that? Cut 28.
Now, I wanted to bring up the fact that, you know, some very, very, you know, militant type for Black Lives Matter. And what I was issuing was a warning. You know, it's one of those things where I've been a part of different groups, I've been a part of different things, and you see how extremes can really get, can go far and can go wild. And then when you issue a warning, and when a warning is seen as detrimental, how can you ever have checks and balances?
He got being called horrible things now, and he's doubling down, tripling down.
Terry's correct. But in the black community, you have this element. And in my book, The Iron Triangle, I talk about this element that's been telling African Americans that they're victims, that the Democratic Party has these godlike powers to solve problems if they would only do it. But you and I know, Brian, that it doesn't work that way. We battle for our own destruction. I mean, I saw Roots when I was a kid, and there was this part in Roots that really bothered me. It was just a black slave woman was escorting her daughter to be raped. The mother was doing it. And in Frederick Douglass's book, Bondage My Freedom, he talked about his first memory as a five-year-old. His grandmother walked with him, 12, ran him over to another plane, skipped out the back door, and he never saw her. His mother had handed him over. She didn't escape, handed him over. He taught these things. White people aren't teaching us about white supremacy and what's this stupid phrase they got now, white privilege. We are telling our children that there is white privilege in America. It started in the Civil Rights Movement when Dr. Martin Luther King stood up and said, 100 years after the Emancipation Proclamation, the Negro is still not free. And that was a lie. I was born free. It's an inalienable right given to me by God. It is irrevocable, non-transferable, and unsellable. And they've been saying this for the past 50 years because as long as they can get black people to believe that government and the Democratic Party has the ability to give you everything you want, they will keep them completely under control. And Terry's correct. When black people understand that you have the power to go as far in America as you choose to go, that there are good people, black and white, bad people, black and white, the decisions that you make will determine where you find yourself, the Democrat Party's done.
Here's more from Terry Crews, Cup 44.
I don't want to move from one oppressor to the next. And one thing is really
who's the next oppressor? Who's the next oppressor?
Oh, when I describe this, when you look in the city of Chicago, there are 9 children who've died by gun violence, by black-on-black gun violence, from June 20th all the way to today. And you're talking about even with the Atlanta child murders, there were 28 kids who died in 2 years. You're talking about a month. And you have 9 black kids, and the Black Lives Matter movement has said nothing.
And it bothers him. He said if they care about black lives, you would be just as upset on the black and black crime in Chicago, in Atlanta, and everywhere else. Do you agree?
Well, you'd be amazed how many black people are lactating. But see, that they usually don't get the microphone. They will skip over 10 of them to get the one guy that's angry and screaming in the street. And to finish Terry's thought, the next oppressor are the Marxists in Black Lives Matter. Understand this. These guys aren't talking about freedom. They are talking about exchanging American democracy for Marxism and communism. That's what they're talking about. They're talking about removing a democracy for a tyranny. And they're not going to tell you that they're Marxists, but if you look on their website, they'll tell you. I mean, these guys are not how they are. The press is trying to make them seem like they're the next, the church has failed. They destroyed the family. They destroyed the school system. They destroyed the economic system. So now these people are going to the last bastion, and that is what? A totalitarian state. They don't know what to do. They have been lied to for the last 50 years, and they've done everything these Democrats have asked them to do. They gave them their children, said, you give us your children, we'll educate them. They lied. If you put out your men, we'll provide for you. They lied. If we give you your guns, we'll protect you. They lied. Now they look around and they see this dystopia. They have the lowest life expectancy of any group of people in the whole industrialized world. They're spending $20,000 per child, and the children are leaving school unable to read. They're aborting half of their children, and of the ones that are born, they put them in an educational system that will not educate them and turn them into criminals. And now they're saying, what do we do? And this, right now, you're looking at a dystopia, a cultural genocide, and Joe Biden and the Democrats say they're proud of
it. And do you think part of it is this whole defund the police? Is that part of this whole thing? Is that the Occupy movement? Is this part of this thing you see? I'm looking at the BREATHE Act that was released yesterday in the House led by the Squad. Make grants to local jurisdictions to decarcerate their jails and defund the police forces. Offer a 50% federal match of local savings from shutting down jails and prisons. Abolish state gang databases. Establish a grant to promote environmental justice. Eliminate the use of electronic monitoring, including ankle monitors. Is this part of that? What did you see?
Yeah, this is full speed ahead. I mean, they're not going to admit that they've been lying to the people and they've been wrong. They're going to deflect and say that your problem are the rich white Republicans that you never see every day. You know, it's easy to put it on somebody else when these people don't have a microphone, they don't have a presence to defend themselves. They are saying that it's not you. You're a victim. You're weak. You're stupid. You can't control your lives. We have to do this for you. And the people are nodding their heads because the black preacher agrees. The black politicians agree, NAACP and Black Lives Matter agree, and they are not getting, and they're watching CNN and MSNBC, and they're not getting any other information. It's a terrible thing to watch, man, and it hurts my heart to watch these people with all of this talent, all of this great history, to watch it go to waste. It kind of reminds me of the 1876 race between Hilton and Hayes. You're a historian. You know about this race. When a little over 10 years after the Civil War, the whole South went Democrat again. The whole South, the Mississippi Plan and the South Carolina Plan said you got to get a black person, and they didn't call them black, but you know what they called them, through intimidation, through bribery, or just because they love you. And even though white people could not vote down South, the black people voted for the very same party that put them in slavery 10 years before. And so when it came time, you know, they found out all of these things were going on, and the Republicans came down to try to see what the heck's going on. And they were trying to give the race to Hayes. And South Carolina said, well, we're going to start the Civil War again if you do. So I can understand what Hayes said. He said, I tell you what, man, we've had all these hundreds of thousands of people die. We've been down here 12 years during Reconstruction to try to help you people be free. Republicans have died. We spent millions of dollars at that time, probably trillions if you counted it now. And then you people turned back and voted for the same party, the very same party that put you in chains. Tell you what, fight for yourself.
Right.
And that's the political concept behind it.
And gave birth to the KKK.
Yes, it did.
Yep.
And the KKK was there before, and they destroyed the KKK. Remember, Grant destroyed the KKK.
With an army.
Came out there and destroyed them. Yes, with an army. And then they went and voted for them in 1876 for Tilden. The whole South went almost Democrat. And we allowed the these Confederate soldiers. I mean, half of them died in the war. Most of them that came back were invalids because they were injured. And black men still wouldn't stand up. Because at the end of the day, if you're going to be free, you're going to have to get yourself a gun and look a man in the eye and say, you're not going to bother me, my family, or my property. And anybody that's going to come here and try to take this from me, right, I'm going to take you, I'm going to send you to hell.
And Vince, I agree with you. And when I see these people who are mostly white fighting for Black Lives Matters, and I'm saying to myself, I like to speak to a spokesperson that wants to speak for African Americans. I don't mind that white people are there, but if they're everywhere, I'm wondering who are they standing up for? Where have they been? So, Vince Everett Ellison, pick up. Go ahead.
I saw a crazy poll, Brian, that said 84% of the people that marched with them are white.
I wouldn't doubt it.
Yeah. Hey. Now, I wouldn't either, man. But look, get my book. Get Iron Triangle.
You got it.
Go to my website, irontrianglebook.com. Irontrianglebook.com.
Go get him, Vince. Thanks so much. Vincent Everett Ellison. When we come back, your calls, and then we talk about this guy named George Washington. Does he deserve all the acclaim? John Berlau with that. You're next.
This is the Brian Kilmeade Show. When the summer heat has you begging for relief, do what the world's best athletes like Dwayne Wade and Serena Williams do and reach for the ultimate in wearable instant cooling gear from Mission, the leader in cooling technology. Like Mission's lightweight, no-strap, breathable neck gaiter, designed to keep your neck and face comfortable, cool, and covered. Stylish Mission gaiters slip on easily and provide chemical-free cooling for hours, as much as 30 degrees below body temp, while providing up to 50 UPF protection. And in these uncertain times, they're the perfect solution for covering your face, nose, and mouth. Mission gaiters are machine washable and reusable over and over again, so always keep one handy in your car, at home, and at the office. Millions of users, including Mission co-founders Dwayne Wade and Serena Williams, have discovered the comfortable, cool coverage of Mission products. Keep cool, stay covered with Mission. Right now, order 3 Mission Neck Gaiter face covers and get one free, plus free shipping. Just go to missionradio.com. That's missionradio.com. missionradio.com.
This is a paid advertisement for legal services sponsored by attorney Andrew Van Arsdale, San Diego, California.
If you were sexually abused as a member of the Boy Scouts, please listen up, as this message is for you. Hi, I'm attorney Andrew Van Arsdale, and my firm represents thousands of former scouts who have had the courage to take a stand and demand the Boy Scouts of America be held accountable for the horrific acts of sexual abuse which occurred under their watch. As many of you know, for decades, the Boy Scouts admitted numerous child molesters into their organization. There is simply no excuse for allowing this to happen, and although it's long overdue, we finally have a chance at justice. The Boy Scouts of America have filed for bankruptcy, which means you must come forward to file a claim before November 16th, or you may lose your right to hold them accountable forever. Do not hold on to the secret any longer. Call Abuse and Scouting right now for a free confidential consultation.
Call right now, 800-567-5977, 800-567-5977, 800-567-5977. That's 800-567-5977.
This is Fox on Justice. There are laws against discrimination in housing. An owner or landlord may not deny housing to someone based on race or other factors. Likewise, you can't advertise for certain kinds of people. But a new lawsuit alleges unscrupulous property management companies find ways of getting around this as a way to keep older people out of their buildings. The suit was filed by the Housing Rights Initiative. They claim certain properties are aiming for a young, hip vibe, and when they advertise on Facebook, the lawsuit says no one over 50 would see the ads. Facebook is not charged in the lawsuit, but it knows the birth dates of users, and there have been complaints that the age of users is a targeting tool for advertisers. The lawyers say the real estate companies manage hundreds of thousands of properties nationwide and paid Facebook to keep the ads from being seen by older users. At least one of the companies named says the suit has no merit. With Fox on Justice, Hank Weinblum, Fox News.
Now, from the historical audio archives of Fox News Talk.
Legendary tennis champion Arthur Ashe was the first African-American player to compete professionally in tennis. In leading UCLA to the NCAA title in 1965, he created a tennis program for inner cities in 1968 and was the USLTA amateur champ and won the first U.S. Open at Forest Hills, being ranked co-number one with Rod Laver in that year.
This is still one of the Grand Slam titles, and now Muscles is the only player to win the Grand Slam this year. After a day of rest yesterday, he was pretty tough today, and I look forward to playing him again because for this year we're all square. I think I beat him about a month and a half ago in Detroit under poor lights. So here's hoping we meet in the final of Forest Hills on my turf. So I'll see you in September.
Stay tuned to hear more history as it unfolds before your ears. It's the audio archives of Fox News Talk.
Fox on Faith with Lauren Green.
Before the hit Broadway musical Hamilton came on the scene, most of what people knew about the first U.S. Treasury Secretary, Alexander Hamilton, was that his face was on the $10 bill and he was killed in a duel with a political rival. But now a Kansas pastor wants people to also know about the footage of the show and Hamilton.
I think there just were so in this story that were so powerful, and that with my experience as a human being, whether it was a moment of grace that I saw on the stage, a moment of death, a moment of forgiveness, redemption.
Pastor Kevin Cloud has a music background and says the power of stories told through music is a pop in a book about how experience of men.
Show is out to these fronts our lives.
Faithpodcast.com.
Taking your calls on Young Readers Edition. Chris Samus Jefferson, the Trip. AV and Doc.
In America, and show them that black can be the first step to 19. I'll tell them about it. It's the black man up. He has opportunity, Democrats, put man in John. With government, all that. No. My question when I say, is such you, did the UKK bird? I win, show them that great opportunity.
Even if you're not for Trump's candidate, earn your do it women vote. WD.
Friends, and that's in especially Florida. We have a must.
And how this, trying to get them back. And that curve, especially, should go back. Yeah, that's the point.
Path to home. My parents spoke ancientally illiterate home. Much we have a high. I can't imagine. They need
1-866 to find a way. Just text in New York. You go ahead. Forceful. Scientist. And not.
Bringing America together. Fox News Channel. Business. Podcast. Stories you need. Anytime. Online. And Fox Nation. Streaming the entertainment that celebrates America. Fox News Media. America's news. And much more. From the Fox News Podcasts Network, it's the Fox News Rundown, a deeper dive into the major stories, tapping into the mass sources of Fox News to provide a full news of the day. You'll hear a collective you won't hear anywhere else, going far.
You know, I want people to know the truth. Nobody owns me. I'm going to do my job the same way, no matter who I work for.
Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com. America's listening to Fox News.
This is House Call for Health. Droplets or aerosols? That's the big debate going on among health experts tracking COVID-19. Droplets that might come from a sneeze or cough are fairly heavy and fall quickly to the ground. But aerosols are much smaller and float.
These tiny particles that hang in the air, they can be another source of potential infection.
Daniel Oren with Scripps Research says transmission of the coronavirus in aerosols could explain super spreader cases, especially indoors.
People were too far apart, really, to be in range of these regular droplets that come out of people's mouths.
Nearly 300 experts called on the World Health Organization to look more closely at aerosols.
Being inside is especially dangerous. That's why we're seeing these cases, these super spreading events.
WHO says it will study what it calls growing evidence of airborne spread. For more on the coronavirus, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
There's never been a more critical time. Fox News Media is bringing America together. America is watching news and fearless debate on Fox News Channel. We're invested in you from Wall Street to Main Street to your street with Fox Business. America is listening wherever you are, on radio and podcasts, trending the stories you need anytime you want online. And Fox Nation, streaming the entertainment that celebrates America. Fox News Media, America's news, and much more. from the Fox News Podcasts Network. It's the Fox News Rundown, a deeper dive into the major and controversial stories, tapping into the massive reporting resources of Fox News to provide a full picture of the news of the day. You'll hear a contrast of perspectives you won't hear anywhere else, going far beyond the headlines.
You know, I want people to know the truth. Nobody owns me. I'm going to do my job the same way, no matter who I work for.
Subscribe and listen now by going to FoxNewsPodcasts.com. America is listening to Fox News. This is Fox News Talk.
Headline Rewind.
1986.
Despite our repeated warnings, Gaddafi continued his reckless policy of intimidation, his relentless pursuit of terror. He counted on America to be passive. He counted wrong.
Engine is throttling up. 3 engines now at 104%.
Challenger, go and throttle up.
Flight controllers here looking very carefully at the situation. Obviously a major malfunction.
This is a sir.
An official announcement from the Council of Ministers. There has been an accident at the Chernobyl Atomic Power Station.
Clearly, this disease, which strikes men and women, children and adults, people of all races, must be stopped. It is estimated that 1.5 million people are now infected with the AIDS virus.
The United States has not swapped boatloads of plane loads of American weapons for the return of American hostages, and we will not.
News as it happens. News as it happens.
This is Fox News Talk. The Dean's List with Janice Dean.
An uplifting moment from Woodstock, Georgia, that went viral on social media, makes today's Dean's List. 5-year-old Camden Hansen lives with a brain condition that limits his ability to move. He recently took his first steps and celebrated with his proud mom. Mandy Hansen shared the video of her son walking across the family's living room on Twitter on a Saturday morning. By Monday afternoon, it had received more than 6.9 million views. She wrote, "Since we all could use a little happiness in our lives, my youngest son is physically handicapped, but today he finally took independent steps. Hashtag my hero, never give up." His mom wrote, "We hope Camden's story spreads a message of hope and inclusion while serving as an inspiration to millions of families around the world who are struggling with the challenges of raising a special needs child. Camden, you are amazing and bring hope to all of us. You made the Dean's List." Janice Dean, Fox News.
A radio show like no other. It's Brian Kilmeade.
In your view, where does it end? Should statues, for example, of George Washington come down?
Well, let me just say that we should start off by having a national dialogue on it at some point. But right now we're in the middle of a global pandemic, and one of our countries that are opposed to us, Russia, has put a bounty on American troops' head.
Yeah, right. It wasn't my idea to pull down statues. While we're in the middle of a pandemic, that's been happening across the country. Tammy Duckworth showing why she should not be the number two to Joe Biden, or if you want Joe Biden to lose, perhaps she should. Senator Tammy Duckworth yesterday on Sunday on CNN wants to discuss George Washington staying on a statue or maybe keeping Washington, D.C. as the capital. That's an astounding answer from a war veteran who gave both her legs fighting this battle in the Illinois State Guard. Astounding. John Burlaw joins us now, an award-winning journalist, senior fellow for finance and access capital at CEI, and author of a brand new book, George Washington, Entrepreneur: How Our Founding Fathers' Private Business Pursuits Changed America and the World. John, congratulations on the book. I got to bring you to the senator's statement. Are you surprised she wants a dialogue on the greatness of George Washington?
I'm disappointed, but not surprised. But I think if she does want a dialogue, my place is a book to start, because it talks about all the many reasons to be appreciative, as well as new reasons of George Washington. That his mind was open and inventive, from building new businesses, welcoming inventors, to fighting the prejudice of his day against Catholics and Jews.
Interesting. And it became pretty clear, too, during his time that he knew slavery was wrong. And at one point, he was actually losing money with slaves because many of them couldn't work anymore, were getting older. You're fully supporting them. And there was some thought about his second inaugural focusing on the elimination of slavery, wasn't there?
I'm not sure about that. I do know he was the only founding father who held slaves to have free all of his slaves in his will, more than about 124, and then provided for the old age benefits from them that Mount Vernon was paying until the Mount Vernon estate, his heirs, was paying until the 1830s, as well as trying to provide for education for the younger former enslaved workers. So he certainly went, you know, he bettered his era and he set us on the path to ending slavery, whereas someone like Woodrow Wilson, you can criticize for being worse than his era as far as, you know, resegregating the federal government. Yet Woodrow Wilson's still a hero to many Democrats.
John, talk about diversity. They say, well, he won the war and became president, but he's so much more than that. What did you discover about his business acumen?
I discovered that his business acumen really tells his story, that he was as creative and as, I would say, as smart in his own way as people like Jefferson and Franklin, and Americans who are trying to be entrepreneurs can really relate to him, to his businesses and adaptability, like when he stopped growing tobacco because he thought it was harming the soil and grow wheat, and then would brand and make the wheat into a flour, which he would brand with his own name, the G. Washington signature, and later when he built, which Mount Vernon has rebuilt, the whiskey distillery after the war on the advice of his Irish Catholic friend and his Scottish farm manager.
He also didn't stop there when it came to breeding horses, right?
Right. Well, he's known in many circles as the father of the American mule, that he heard about mules in Europe and wanted to get some here. And he had the Marquis de Lafayette, who was a big ally of him from France in the war, you know, help him get, you know, French and Spanish donkeys to breed with mares to make mules, and is considered the father of the American mule, which mules were very useful, crucial in everything from building canals to doing the farm work that, pulling the plows that horses couldn't do.
What did you get by, you know, you read about him, you research him, look through his papers, but then you go to Mount Vernon. What do you get from going to his home?
Well, Mount Vernon was just you feel him there. The mansion, you know, the actual, not a replica. There are some replicas, but the mansion that he built, the fact that it is still, you know, they make whiskey based on his recipe, and that they are celebrating his entrepreneurship. They have a working flour mill or grist mill too, and they have such a resource as far as putting things online about Washington that's especially helpful now. But I was able to use the Mount Vernon, his new presidential library that they actually built. So it is literally awesome if you go there.
You know, it's interesting. As big as it is, it was used to be so much bigger. And when you find out that Jefferson died broke and Monroe and Madison struggled with money, and you realize how hard it was, how you got everything and lost everything so quickly, what challenges did Washington have financially?
Oh, he had a lot of challenges. Like he didn't start where Jefferson and others did. His father died when he was 11, and the family couldn't afford to send him to college. And he didn't inherit that much because he wasn't the first son. He was the third son. He had two older half brothers. He really started out in the what I would call the gig economy of the 18th century, where he had a freelance surveying practice, would survey land. But through surveying land, he was able to buy some of the undeveloped land, like in the Shenandoah Valley, the, you know, then undeveloped parts of western Virginia, and then he also got paid in some of the land, and so that started him off as what we would call a real estate speculator. And he also, through surveying, he learned about, you know, how to judge conditions of the land, including battlefields. And then he tinkered on his own, but also helped American inventors, called out the importance of inventors in his first speech to Congress. And even when he welcomed balloonists here, the hot air balloonists art in France, said someday we may travel by, quote, flying through the air, could actually, even if in jest, predict air travel. So he had an amazing mind that, you know, and wasn't afraid to change, and that helped him with these struggles.
John Berlaug, guest. He's an award-winning journalist and author of a brand-new book, George Washington Entrepreneur, How Our Founding Fathers' Private Business Pursuits Changed America and the World. John, when you see his statue's hands being sprayed, red, when you see other statues of Washington being torn down, when you see George Washington University possibly changing its name, and Washington and Lee, they're going to change the Lee part. They might even change the Washington part. As a guy that's knee-deep in this and understands the roots of our country, how does that make you feel?
It makes me feel very sad, although I must say that seeing him in red in some ways, I think he might consider that a badge of honor because he had been through wars and struggles before, but he is a very unifying figure. He saw, you know, nobody, as you have said, is a perfect man, but he saw, you know, growing up with slavery as the natural order really everywhere in the world. He came to see its wrongness. He championed, you know, who were the other minorities at the time, Jews and Catholics. I mean, Catholics faced tremendous prejudice. They couldn't serve in a jury in Virginia during the colonial days and everything. And Washington, you know, had a bunch of Irish Catholic friends that he championed, had you know, entertained at Mount Vernon and championed, you know, their careers. Put John Fitzgerald, his colonel in the war, on the board of one of the company to improve the Potomac River. So he was just, he had, you know, as far as progress, technology, making America what it is, making America what we want it to be, there's no better ideal than George Washington.
I think it's very ironic, too, that plays to your book, is that's a private ranch. I mean, that's a historic site. But the government can't close it down. Remember when they shut down the government, they tried to close it down, and Mount Vernon people said, excuse me, we're privately owned. They have a foundation that supports it. Washington would be proud of that, wouldn't he?
I think he would be, and this supports, you know, women leadership. The Mount Vernon Ladies Association is the name of the association that runs it. Some ladies of the 19th century didn't like the way it was being run down, so they bought Mount Vernon from its heirs and have been running it as a private organization ever since. It was open every day, just about every day during the year until the pandemic hit.
I have
so
read
that.
Yeah, I have read too that, you know, he was with a lot of these great intellects, with Madison and Monroe, and with Jefferson, and they were these great intellects. Do you think he had somewhat of a complex because he didn't have the formal higher education as them?
I think he felt conscientious about it, but he certainly was. This is one thing I want to stress in my book. He was a reader. He most likely read Adam Smith's Wealth of Nations about the theory of capitalism. I mean, there's a copy of it he underlined. So he did read it. He would read books about agriculture. He had a lot of natural ability and learned from experience. But even things like riding a horse, he would read books. His invoices and order shows, he ordered books about horsemanship and then read about how to make a jump, how to take care of a sick horse, and certainly read a lot of books about agriculture and corresponded with the British agriculturalist.
John, congratulations on the book. I think that you got to not only talk about his entrepreneurial past, you got to go to bat for who Washington is, sadly, and let this country know he's much more than a man who had slaves. He was a leader that learned on the job, who lost his dad young, was able to overcome all types of obstacles, and become one of the most diverse, successful people in our history. John Berlaw, you outline that in your book, John George Washington, Entrepreneur, How Our Founding Fathers' Private Business Pursuits Changed America and the World. Congratulations, John.
Thanks, Brian, and thanks. I hope that people enjoy George Washington, Entrepreneur.
You got it. Go get him, John. Back with your calls, and we haven't talked about sports yet, but sports coming back. We'll discuss that in a moment.
Keeping you informed for 10 years, and he's not done yet.
Brian, everything you say is awesome. I love your show.
Brian, a great show. You know, it's fast-paced. It's interesting. I wish I didn't have to work during the day.
I love your show. You're just different than any of the other folks on the radio. Some of them are just so negative. Thank you for what you do.
It's the Brian Kilmeade Show.
This is a paid advertisement for legal services sponsored by attorney Andrew Van Arsdale, San Diego, California. Attention Boy Scouts of America's sexual abuse survivors. The BSA has declared bankruptcy, which will ensure financial compensation for abuse survivors. But you must file your claim on or before November 16, 2020, or you may lose your rights to hold the Boy Scouts accountable forever. Thousands of men have joined Abused in Scouting in the past 18 months to stand up together and have their voices heard. The Boy Scouts of America have already taken your innocence from you. Do not let them take your opportunity for justice from you, too. If you were abused as a member of the Boy Scouts, your time to act is almost gone. Stand with us. Let your story be heard. And contact Abused in Scouting today for a free confidential consultation. Call us right now.
Call right now. 800-910-0724. 800-910-0724. 800-910-0724. That's 800-910-0724.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Stock market, have you nervous with all the massive fluctuations? With the impact of coronavirus and the upcoming election, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text the word money to 411-411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word money to 411-411 to get what you need to stay ahead of market trends and better protect yourself from sudden downturns. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to stay or when to get out. Text money to 411-411, and we'll send you a link to our free demo. Text money to 411-411 so you can better protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point. Don't wait. Text the word money to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
This is Fox on Justice. The Supreme Court is done until October, but in addition to the closely watched rulings on President Trump's financial records, the court dropped a couple of markers on cases they'll be taking up when they return. One case has its origins in the last recession in 2008, caused in part by the housing crisis. The government came to the rescue of the mortgage giants Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac. As part of the payback plan, dividends were eliminated to some Fannie and Freddie shareholders. These shareholders want to challenge the plan in court, but the Trump administration is opposed, and a federal appeals court agreed to stop the challenge. The Supreme Court has now agreed to review the whole case. The court will also decide on another big money case. This one pits the Federal Trade Commission against a company called Credit Bureau Center. The FTC claims they're scam artists and want them to return money to consumers, even before the dispute is completely decided. With Fox on Justice, Hank Weinblum, Fox News.
I'm Ashley Dvorkin with a Fox Celebrity Profile with cast members of the new Netflix series, The Babysitter's Club. Stars Mamona Tamada and Sophie Grace spoke about how the show brings a modern-day update to the beloved books.
It's so cool to bring, like, a whole new generation to The Babysitter's Club books.
Everyone involved in the show really managed to keep the timeless essence of The Babysitter's Club.
In the new TV series, Grace plays Christy Thomas, a middle schooler who starts a babysitting business with her friends in Stony Brook, Connecticut. Along with promoting friendship and female empowerment, the show also addresses heavy topics.
There's a lot of things like family issues, like Christy's family is going through a divorce and remarrying.
The new group is even more diverse, with Malia Baker's character Marianne being biracial, and Dawn, played by Sochi Gomez, is now Latina.
I hardly grew up, you know, seeing anybody who looked like me.
Black girls on screen are often portrayed as the mean girls, as sassy or ratchet or ghetto, but Marianne is the complete opposite.
Ashley Dvorkin, Fox News.
The more you'll know. It's Brian Kilmeade.
I know you're watching us on Fox Nation right now, but keep in mind, I thank everybody for joining up. Evidently, because of the last four episodes of What Made America Great, the numbers of new subscribers went through the roof, and people clicking on the extended look at the White House tour was fantastic. So really appreciate it, especially at a time in which everyone's questioning our national heritage. Quick thing in the world of sports, I haven't really had a chance to look at, but evidently baseball is getting real nervous, basketball is getting real nervous, and I don't think they should. They got to find a way to play, but football. football players are trying to wipe out the whole preseason, which I'm fine with, but just don't wipe out the season. Be safe, work hard, be conscientious, but play. Listen to what Scottie Pippen said after he found out the latest positive tests in the NBA as they report to the bubble in Orlando, cut 30.
I'm going to be honest. I'm going to put myself in the player's shoes and say, I don't know if a championship is really worth it. You're going to have teams trying to limp in to a finish line. I mean, you're going to have players getting sick along the way. Is this going to feel like a real championship, or is this feeling like whoever stayed the most healthiest and they were able to win at the finish line? Because you may not even have your best players out there on the basketball court, and we're talking about battling for a title.
Stephen A. Smith, who's as smart and as opinionated as anyone, cut 31.
That would depend on whether or not it's fair to ask anybody to go to work in this day and age. If it's unfair to ask anybody to go to work in this day and age, then of course it's unfair to the players. But if other people are being asked to go to work in our society, then it's not unfair for them to ask them to go to work. But ultimately, what it comes down to is that we have an economy. You can't lay at home and wait for the government to pay your bills, to give you a check. They're not going to do it. And we just need to put on our big boy and big girl pants, grow up, and accept that reality.
I like Stephen Smith even more now, Stephen A. Smith. And finally, just take a look at baseball, Mike Trout, as respected as anyone in sports, cut 33.
Honestly, still don't feel comfortable. You know, obviously with the baby coming, there's a lot of stuff going through my mind right now, my wife's mind, my family, just trying to be the safest and most cautious way to get through a season. You know, I've told a bunch of the guys, you know, it's gonna be tough. I gotta be really cautious these next few weeks. But I think the biggest thing is, you know, obviously I don't want to test positive and I don't want to bring it back to my wife.
Understood. 1-866-408-7669. Ron, listening on the stream in Toledo, Ohio. Ron.
Hello.
What's on your mind, Ryan?
Hey, I just wanted to bring up about One America News is doing a thing on the Biden tape, and I was just hoping that that all the radio stations and news programs don't give Joe Biden a pass on.
Well, I'm not familiar with it. Can you give me an idea what they're running?
No, they said they got like 5 hours of Joe Biden tapes on Ukraine, pre-quo, and Hunter Biden getting that money for working over there.
Well, look, they're going to scrutinize Trump, and they're going to spend every day asking for his taxes, and they're trying to sue him for everything. I'll look at it. Absolutely. Al in Clearwater, Florida. Al.
Well, I don't know where to go now. All the topics, I was listening to so many people.
I know.
The sport thing I could maybe touch on. I don't know at this point. I really called in about the American way of life.
No, go ahead. First off, on sports, you want to see these guys and these women back?
Well, I think some people probably do, yes. I think other people are empathetic to their plight, like they're saying, you know, or just encouraging the potential. You know it's going to happen. Some will get infected. We don't know how extreme it could be. It seems to obviously vary between one to the other. I think a lot of the motivation is, I mean, look at the contracts. All those guys truly don't need the money to force them back into their work roles. But I think, moreover, the owners probably are looking to the networks for their lucrative contracts and advertising dollars to get back in their pocket.
Yeah. Listen, there's nothing wrong with going out there. I think I would hate for them to start and stop. What it would do to the American psyche would really be tragic. It would be bad as school not starting. Thanks. And the American way of life is great. West Palm Beach, Rich.
Yeah. Yeah, hi, Brian. I just wanted to call to give kudos to Bob Woodson, to Congressman Scott, also to Terry Crews, Vince Everett Ellison, all these people that are being so courageous
yep.
and stepping up to the plate. And I appreciate all the information you're giving to me. I love the history. I love all the real facts that you present, and I would really love to get one of your books.
Well, thanks. Which one? You got George Washington's Secret Six, Thomas Jefferson, the Tripoli Pirates, Andrew Jackson, the Miracle of New Orleans, Sam Houston, the Alamo Avengers.
Any one of them would be terrific, and then after I read one of them, I'm sure I'll buy all the rest.
You got it. I'll send out Sam Houston and sign it to you, Rich. Appreciate it. Corey, TuneIn app, Nebraska. Corey.
Hey, Brian, how you doing?
Great.
my concern with the school starting is I got a daughter that she missed the cutoff for kindergarten last year. And so through the last year and a half, her library has done a reading program to incentive, you know, so many 500 books before you start kindergarten. And we really tried to hit that pretty hard during the winter. And then when coronavirus hit, obviously the library shut down and it made really difficult to try to be in there and be in that environment of the library and to get there. And I've noticed that she's kind of disconnected herself at the age of five to not wanting to, not interested in finishing this and continuing, you know, to succeed the 500 books to get her name picture on the wall. And
well, Corey, so we got to get your daughter and got to get your kid back in school, get in school for the first time in your case. You sound like a fantastic parent, by the way. I wish there were more parents like as conscientious as you. Kids got to go back to school, overcome the hurdles. Brian Kilmeade Show.
When the summer heat has you begging for relief, do what the world's best athletes like Dwayne Wade and Serena Williams do and reach for the ultimate in wearable instant cooling gear from Mission, the leader in cooling technology. Like Mission's lightweight, no-strap, breathable neck gaiter, designed to keep your neck and face comfortable, cool, and covered. Stylish Mission gaiters slip on easily and provide chemical-free cooling for hours, as much as 30 degrees below body temp, while providing up to 50 UPF protection. And in these uncertain times, they're the perfect solution for covering your face, nose, and mouth. Mission gaiters are machine washable and reusable over and over again, so always keep one handy in your car, at home, and at the office. Millions of users, including Mission co-founders Dwayne Wade and Serena Williams, have discovered the comfortable, cool coverage of Mission products. Keep cool, stay covered with Mission. Right now, order 3 Mission Neck Gaiter face covers and get one free, plus free shipping. Just go to missionradio.com. That's missionradio.com. missionradio.com.
Now, from the historical audio archives of Fox News Talk.
Heavy snow fell in Washington, D.C. the night before John F. Kennedy's inauguration, but thoughts of canceling the plans were overruled. On January 20th, 1961, he stood in the bitter cold on the steps of the Capitol and before a crowd of 20,000 was sworn in as the 35th President of the United States.
The energy, the faith, the devotion which we bring to this endeavor will light our country and all who serve it. And the glow from that fire can truly light the world. And so, my fellow Americans, ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country.
Stay tuned to hear more history as it unfolds before your ears. It's the audio archives of Fox News Talk.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstrom. President Trump and former Vice President Joe Biden have won Louisiana's twice postponed presidential primary. Mr. Trump facing really no true challenger. He had four contenders. Joe Biden facing 13 other Democrats on the ballot, though he'd already locked up enough delegates in other states to become the party's nominee. President Trump's two appointees to the Supreme Court have featured prominently in several high-profile cases.
During his time in office, President Trump has repeatedly touted the two justices he put on the Supreme Court, Neil Gorsuch and Brett Kavanaugh. Both are viewed as conservatives, but justices have been known to cast surprising votes. Last month, Gorsuch wrote the opinion on homosexual and transgender rights in the workplace, and this past week, Gorsuch and Kavanaugh joined the majority in rejecting the president's claim of absolute immunity. However, those two justices also voted to preserve religious rights in cases that were cheered by the White House. Greg Clugston, Washington.
The long-expected upturn in U.S. coronavirus deaths has begun, driven by fatalities in states in the South and the West.
An Associated Press analysis of data from Johns Hopkins University finds the 7-day rolling average for daily reported deaths in the U.S. increased from 500 weeks ago to 664 as of Friday. 27 states saw increases. California, Texas, Florida, Arizona, Illinois, New Jersey, and South Carolina seen the most. Still, the daily totals remain well below the heights hit. New York alone was reporting close to 800 deaths. Ben Thomas, Washington.
Cases of COVID-19. Two bases among the Marines in
of the area, demanding top U.S. military take tougher prevention measures. More at townhall.com.
Relief factor. Effective pain relief that really, really... I know that I don't have a script. Points. I live it. I've been taking it for a year and a half, a back pain issue that had been plaguing me years, almost a decade. I took Relief 2 weeks. Yes, 2 was gone, and it's still gone. That's the experience of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. Don't take my word for it. See their incredible testimonials at relieffactor.com. And then find if this drug-free product could work for you as well as it does for me and tens of thousands of Americans. It's so very... Go to relieffactor.com, order the 3-week quick startup in 3 days or less. Guarantee it, Dr. G's guarantee, if you evening, as do I, by the end of that time, you will... Works for you like it works for me.
The search is continuing on a lady where former Glee star Naya Rivera went missing.
Search teams are using sonar and robotic devices in Lake Piru in Ventura County, about 55 miles from L.A., to look for Rivera, who had drowned while out with her 4-year-old, who they found alone in a boat. The boy told investigators they went swimming and he'd gotten back on the pontoon boat, but she had not. An adult life vest was found in the boat. Authorities say they believe it was an accidental drowning. Rivera played a singing cheerleader for 6 weeks. I'm Julie Walker.
All you gamers out there, an unopened copy of a vintage Super Mario Brothers video game, $114,000 auction Friday. The bidder chose to remain anonymous. Breaking this at townhall.com. A recall petition drawn in Oklahoma as citizens are wanting to recall the city's mayor and half the city council.
The group Unite North Council over its decision last month to reallocate $865,000, or 3.6% of the police department's annual budget. The money was shifted to community development programs and to create an editor position to track police overtime and outlays. Oklahoma's third largest city are also upset with Mayor Bria Clark's decision to impose a requirement that people wear a mask. Oklahoma is among the states that have seen a surge in COVID since relaxing restrictions.
Patrick, a Native American man convicted in Oklahoma after another who pled guilty to manslaughter, had their day after the Supreme Court ruled Thursday. Eastern Oklahoma remains a reservation under federal and tribal law, but state law. More news at townhall.com.
Located at 2143 Hilltop Drive has been an integral part of our community for over 40 years. They have supported the veterans, law enforcement, fire and disaster survivors throughout this whole... Heckam Brew is the humidor and brought to the North State new lines of fine cigars, pipes, and tobacco products. Additionally, they are offering a pipe bar to try out new tobacco for taste and aroma. Tobacco and Brew is your one-stop shop for any tobacco product and accessories to include lighters, humidors, pouches, and more. Tobacco and Brew. 2143 Hilltop Drive.
We are Women of Vision.
Hi, I'm Haley Clandenny.
And I'm Maurice Brown.
Join us for the Women of Vision show Tuesday nights from 6 to 7.
Women of Vision is a movement, women empowering women, locally and globally. We connect female professionals and entrepreneurs and encourage women to collaborate and achieve their personal and professional goals.
With a spirit of integrity and excellence, we will motivate you to thrive, activating your unique abilities. Join us Tuesday nights from 6 to 7 on KCNR 96.5 FM.
You'll win, especially on your birthday. Watch for your free play coupon in the mail. Didn't get your birthday gift? Come on in to Wind River Resort and Casino on your birthday and collect your free play. Or if you have birthday coupons from other casinos, bring them in and we'll match up to $100 in free play. To sweeten the deal, you'll also receive triple points on your special day. Only one birthday gift or free play redeemed per year. Slot play limited to $100. Details at windriver.com.
Little Sisters of the Poor don't have to take, don't have to provide money for contraceptive devices. That's a relief. And also, we'll find out about Donald Trump's taxes, if he has to release them, if the banks have to release them. I know it's the ongoing story that has not gone away for probably 5 years because the president says, here's my financials, but that's as much as you'll get. He says it's too complicated. At the bottom of the hour, Dr. Scott Atlas is here, senior fellow at Stanford's Hoover Institute. We're going to find out about the rise in cases and what we should be concerned about in Texas, Arizona, as well as Florida and California. While nothing to worry about for now in Massachusetts, New York, Connecticut, and New Jersey, as well as Ohio, just to name some off the top of my head, and to also show off just a little bit. Keep in mind, too, as we wait for that decision, we'll break in, and Chris Wallace is just getting out in the shower. I'm buying a little bit of time, so I'll go through the big three.
Now, with the stories you need to know, it's Brian's Big Three.
Number three.
We are seeing a serious surge in cases. It's a serious healthcare situation, but it's a very different situation than what we saw a couple of months ago, say, in New York. The average age of individuals testing positive is decades younger than what we've been used to.
That is Alex Azar. Coronavirus cases rising across the country. Not all across, but in some sections. How do we stop the spread like we did in the Northeast while opening up schools and sports?
Number two.
We need a police force. We need these institutions to provide peace and security in society, to allow our lives to flourish. We need to support the police so they're out there protecting the community. But by the same time, we have to be sure that there aren't these abuses.
And that, of course, is Bill Barr, policing. Is America sobering up to the reality that officers aren't all bad? In fact, we need them. In Minneapolis, the answer is yes. In Seattle, the CHOP zone, a disaster. Chaos in New York gets rebuked by the governor of New York, who does nothing but just ask himself questions. Are we at the brink of self-destruction, and are we calling ourselves off that cliff?
Number one.
And I think the compromise that they came up with, if implemented, will make Biden the most progressive president since FDR.
Okay, there goes that moderate label. Bernie Sanders basically giving a verbal high five to Joe Biden. Now, the hard part. Can a 77-year-old known as a moderate remake himself as a Bernie bro? Will anyone buy it? Plus, the squad is back with their radical left-wing agenda, and they're demanding Joe Biden buy in. But first...
Now it's time to clear the airwaves for the Emmy-nominated host of Fox News Sunday.
Mr. Sunday, the receptive voice, the king.
Author of the new book, Countdown 1945.
It will drop on June 9th.
Chris, you're such an asset to the show, and I'm glad to see it's really helping your career.
Did I mention Countdown 1945?
Got it.
I see this as a feature-length movie. I am serious. This is a great story.
This is going to be great, and I look forward to talking to you for the next 5 months about it.
Every week we are going to talk about Countdown. You know, this is going to be a countdown to the countdown.
I like it.
Tell your people to put that on the promo next week.
The official Brian Kilmeade Show countdown to the countdown ended on June 9th. Countdown 1945 now available at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and wherever books are sold.
Chris, how about that?
You know, every time I listen to that, I enjoyed, you know what I really enjoyed? That you guys brought in a string section. I mean, like, did you get the entire string section of the New York Philharmonic? I mean, that's got to be cost a lot to, you know, that's like 20 violins there.
Well, you know what? I think that our team, I have probably 35 to 45 people full-time, give them dental. I have 401K. Working just on your tape. And then I say, guys, if you have some time, I need some other sound bites from some other areas.
And they say, Brian, I'm sorry, we're working on the tape.
Right.
And you know, and they had to take violin lessons. I mean, it's extraordinary.
It is true. But so, and plus the social distancing, it makes it harder and more difficult.
Yeah, that's right.
So, Chris, we're waiting. By the way, how's the book doing?
Fourth week on the bestseller list. And I just today, you know, I don't know whether it should tickle me as much as it does, but I got a really good, positive review in the New York Times.
Nice.
And, you know, it's kind of a – whatever you think of the front page of the New York Times, as you well know, the book section of the Times is kind of the holy grail. So you get on the bestseller list there. You get a good review there. It's pretty good.
Yep, fantastic. So, Chris, let's talk about this decision about to come down, about whether Donald Trump has to release his taxes or not to this House committee. So how big a deal is this?
Well, you know, obviously we're all focusing on it today, and if they say he has to release them, it'll be a defeat for Donald Trump. If they say he doesn't have to release them, it'll be a victory. In the end, I don't know. I mean, unless there's something horribly damaging in the taxes, I don't think it matters that much. I mean, doesn't it feel like we're talking about 2015? I mean, we got coronavirus, we got the economic fallout, we got defunding police. I mean, unless, you know, we find out that he's done something really bad, I just think it comes and goes, and nobody's going to care a lot one way or the other.
Chris,
it'll be a big story today.
Right. So, and by the way, the Bolton book, for example. Oh, well, this is going to be huge. You were the first one to say of prominence. I don't think it's that big a deal. I mean, it's going to be released in June. There got to be some things in there. And I'm surprised because John Bolton released some things that damaged our relationship with both South Korea and Venezuela because he talked about what Trump said behind closed doors about Maduro and the other guy, Guaido, who reminds him of Beto O'Rourke. And I said, great, thanks. So it's like if you and I are talking about Bret Baier. And I tell you, you know what, that Bret Baier, X, Y, and Z.
I don't think we need to continue this conversation.
Right. So me and like you are having a casual conversation, and I just put it in a book, what you tell me. And you go, thanks. It doesn't really help.
Yeah, particularly since I'd say what a terrific journalist he is and what a great guy. Yeah, people would say, oh, okay, that's nice.
Well, that would be good.
that's exactly what I would say.
Yeah,
I just want to make it very clear.
I know. So,
but I agree with you. I will say this, however. As somebody who's been following how many books are being sold each week in a way that I normally wouldn't, John Bolton sold a hell of a lot of books.
Okay, good luck with that. You know what? It's his one shot. You're going to come back with 1946 and 47 and 48. Well, he can.
Yeah, that's right. We're just going to do it every year. And we got to do 47. I was born, so that countdown 1947. Which ends with my birth. It's going to be a very exciting book.
Fantastic. In the Birth Canal with Chris Wallace. So,
oh, my God.
So, Chris, can I talk about politics? Tell me if you've ever seen this number before. 33% of Biden voters said they would vote for him because of him. 67% said they would vote for him because it's a vote against Donald Trump. I've never seen that. So let's say those numbers are true. How do you game plan for that if you're Trump? What do you do? Because you have a guy that is just a placeholder who's not you. So how do you win that?
It's a referendum on Donald Trump. That's really what it's saying. You know, it's either you're voting for Trump or you're voting against Trump, and it really has nothing to do with Biden. And what Trump needs to do, and this is no great insight, is he needs to he has to turn it from a referendum to a race, a choice. You know, it's not Trump. Yes or no, it's Trump versus Biden, and here's where Biden will take the country, and here's, you know, and he certainly has raised the question of Biden's mental competence, and that's what he's got to be able to do. He's got to make it not a referendum on him, but a choice between the two.
Yeah, so let's see if he could do that. What he's got to do is close the gap in the polls to make Biden come out. And the more Biden talks, the more trouble he gets in. Here's an example. This is not an exchange. This is reading off the prompter. Cut two.
Lonnie knows I believe this every fiber of my being. We're posed. What I proposed is it can be done. I think we're in a position to really make it happen. And my team and your team are already working closely together to light up the path forward here. Critical laws like the PRO Act to strengthen collective bargaining. On politics like prevailing and look, I guess I'm taking too much time, but, you know.
Well, if you're moderating, you're going to be moderating one of the debates. Do you say,
know that, but let me say, it's not exactly ask not what you can do for your country.
So let me ask this, Chris. Would you, if you're debating something and he gives an answer and it makes no sense, as a moderator, do you say, would you clarify that, sir? Or do you say, Donald Trump, your turn? Does meander and doesn't make any sense. Do you, as a moderator,
let's make it clear. I don't know that I'm doing a debate. I would certainly love to do one. It's, you know, one of the it's one of the challenging things as a journalist, and I loved doing it last time. The answer is, and I really believe this deeply, if you're going to be a moderator, your aim should be at the end of the debate. People say, that was a great debate. Was there even a moderator there? It's like a prize fight.
Yeah.
You want to be invisible. So, you know, in a situation, either way, you know, I would say, Mr. President, what do you think? It's not my job to find fault or to question. I mean, yes, obviously there are certain points where you break it, like a referee in a prize fight. You break up the clinches where they're just sort of stymied to a halt, and
and let them start the fight over again. But it's not about you. It's about the two candidates. And if either way, if one seems to be getting himself in trouble, it's up to the other one to call him on it.
So this just in. Could you unhighlight that? Because it kind of blanked out. The Supreme Court has ruled the Manhattan's district attorney can obtain Donald Trump's tax returns.
Wow. Wow. I always thought that the DA had a better shot at it than Congress. I don't know whether Congress can, but it just struck me that, you know, the question isn't, did he do something wrong? The question is, should the president be above the law? In other words, if a DA in your tax returns, why be able to obtain his tax returns? That always struck me as the challenge for the president in that. I don't know what happens with Congress, mm-hmm. The question is going to be, from the point that Cyrus Vance, the Manhattan DA, gets his, how quickly do you think the front page of the New York Times?
Possibly. I mean, I guess what you do is you go to his accounting firm, correct?
Right.
From that. And now let me ask him, does it matter? And I got to reframe this because it was 2.5 years ago, I think, 2 years ago. Why do you need his tax returns? I mean, it looks like a pure political play requesting it.
Honestly, I haven't followed closely. As you say, it was 2 years. It have something to do with the whole campaign finance campaign? Or is this tie in to the hush money that was given to Daniels and Karen McDougal? I'm not sure, right? But there was I know the president's going to say it's a fishing expedition, but there was some legal bait. They needed it. And, you know, obviously the court was out do we know what the vote was? 5-4 or was it?
Do we know what the vote was, Eric?
Yeah, tell him how I to find out.
It was divided. Is this John Roberts again? Who?
Oh, really?
I mean, was it? I'm just very...
5-4?
Yeah.
This is breaking news, folks.
No count,
very
yeah.
exciting.
Yeah, and what we normally do, if we don't get the count in, we'll make it up, and then we'll always stay.
Exactly.
You might want to practice...
I've done that. It's close enough. 6-3, 5-4. What's the difference?
So everyone watch Fox News Sunday. We know that. Quick question. It's only 90
yes,
seconds.
Sir.
This is going to be the hot story, and you had him on a short time ago, Hawk Newsom. I think people should understand that between supporting racial justice matter and start have to t-shirts without doing their research, and I think that there's going to be a dissemination there. Now, maybe tax returns swamps your show this week, but you did a great job with Hawk Newsom. I think he's a very intelligent, evidently a college grad with a law degree. But I'm just saying that another hot issue that needs to be examined. They're painting Black Lives Matter as if it's the words racial.
Well,
and it's not. It's an organization.
Is crazy is they're going to paint Black Lives Matter on Fifth Avenue in front of the Trump Tower. And, maybe, you know, he's got to with policing, defund police, the explosion of the and he's going to actually go and get a paintbrush, the painting himself. You know, those are all big issues. Another big issue is not to reopen schools in the middle of this. It's, you know, sometimes if you Trump, what do we focus on this week? For these days, it's what are we not going to focus on this week because we can't pull in 1 hour. But, yes, it's an embarrassment of riches.
Yeah, I'll end this with 7-2 decision. The Supreme Court decided to expose Donald Trump's taxes with a 7-2 decision.
So that means some of the conservatives voted for hard.
Right.
You know, it'd be really interesting. I'll bet at least one of the Trump appointees, Gorsuch or Kavanaugh, voted it. So we'll see.
He is Chris Wallace. He's the best-selling author, and his birthday was 1947. Thanks, Chris. We've made a lot of progress.
We've got a lot done today. Thank you, Brian.
Back in a moment, sir.
It's Brian Kilmeade.
This is a paid advertisement for legal services sponsored by attorney Andrew Van Arsdale, San Diego, California.
If you were sexually abused as a member of the Boy Scouts, please listen up as this message is for you.
Hi, I'm attorney Andrew Van Arsdale, and my firm represents thousands of former scouts who have had the courage to take a stand and demand the Boy Scouts of America be held accountable for the horrific acts of sexual abuse which occurred under their watch. As many of you know, for decades, the Boy Scouts admitted numerous child molesters into their organization. There is simply no excuse for allowing this to happen, and although it's long overdue, we finally have a chance at justice. The Boy Scouts of America have filed for bankruptcy, which means you must come forward to file a claim before November 16th, or you may lose your right to hold them accountable forever. Do not hold on to this secret any longer. Call Abuse and Scouting right now for a free confidential consultation.
Call right now, 800-567-5977, 800-567-5977, 800-567-5977. That's 800-567-5977.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Stock market have you nervous with all the massive fluctuations? With the impact of coronavirus and the upcoming election, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text the word money to 411-411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word money to 411-411 to get what you need to stay ahead of market trends and better protect yourself from sudden downturns. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to stay or when to get out. Text money to 411-411, and we'll send you a link to our free demo. Text money to 411-411 so you can better protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point. Don't wait. Text the word money to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
The Dean's List with Janice Dean.
A singer from Chicago who wanted to perform for seniors during the pandemic makes today's Dean's List. Colette Hawley has made it her years-long mission to visit senior centers and sing to residents. The performer hit a snag when the coronavirus started spreading, so she had to find a unique way of getting out to perform. With nursing homes across the country prohibiting visitors, Colette rented a 30-foot cherry picker bucket truck to serenade residents from a safe distance outside the third and fourth floor windows of Chicago Methodist Senior Services. With grateful nursing home residents clapping, waving, and some even being brought outside to dance on the sidewalk, the inspiring concert soon found its way everywhere on social media. The cherry picker gave isolated nursing home residents an up-close view of the performance. It was a spectacle, and they loved it all. Thank you, Colette, for coming up with an ingenious way to entertain our loved ones. You made the Dean's List. Janice Dean, Fox News.
This is House Call for Health. At long last, a weapon you can have in your home to do battle against the coronavirus. In fact, you may already have it in your home. It's Lysol. The Environmental Protection Agency says two products, Lysol Disinfectant Spray and Lysol Disinfectant Max Cover Mist, worked well to prevent the spread of the virus on surfaces. The EPA says both products will kill the virus within 2 minutes of applying it. The Centers for Disease Control says you should clean frequently, wear gloves, and read the safety instructions for whatever product you use. Back in March, the EPA put out a list of cleaners that it thought would work without direct testing. That resulted in shortages on store shelves. With the likely increase in demand for these Lysol products, the EPA says it is testing additional cleaners to determine if they too will help you win the COVID war. For more on the coronavirus, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
This is Fox News Talk.
Headline Rewind.
1969.
We find ourselves rich in goods, but ragged in spirit, reaching with magnificent precision for the moon, but falling into raucous discord on Earth.
I have decided to order the immediate redeployment from Vietnam of the division equivalent of approximately 25,000 men.
At the inquest, I responded as completely and as truthfully as I could to the questions that were put to me by the judge as well as the district attorney.
Tranquility Base here. The Eagle has landed. I'm going to step off the land now. It's one small step for man, one giant leap for mankind.
This is the largest group of people ever assembled in one place.
Good morning. What we have in mind is breakfast in bed for 400,000.
News as it happened. News as it happened.
This is Fox News Talk.
truth you demand. This is the Brian Kilmeade Show.
Hey, welcome back. We're just getting the decision, Supreme Court decision. It says the President of the United States cannot be shielded from a request on his financial records and his taxes. So that's gone against the president. But if people, I'm reading about the procedures there, they said that his taxes probably will not be released until after he leaves office or after the election. Eric, listening in Orlando. Hey, Eric.
As usual, you're right on spot. I'd like to see Joe Biden's records since the way it's gone down, since everybody's showing their records that runs for president. Hillary Clinton, she says she released hers. You can't find them. I mean, so Joe Biden, let's see his taxes, because that'd be amazing to see.
Well, I think he will show his taxes. Then we'll have the accuracy. Eric, I want to get you a book. What book do you want?
Oh my God. Well, my granddaughter is 3. She loves Pop-Up to read to her at night. Whatever you think, I know you have your youth books coming out now.
All right, you pick, sir. I'm going to give you George Washington Spies. She's a little
perfect.
Young for it, but we'll mail it out to you. So, Pete, stay on. Pete's going to get your number, get your address, and we'll send it out to you. Let's go. Do we have enough time? Steve, listen to WPTF in Raleigh. Steve.
Yes, sir. How are you doing this morning?
Good. What's on your mind?
Yesterday, the topic was brought up about the shooting in Atlanta, and I don't remember the gentleman that was talking, but he said that he would have let the
police officer
run away to catch him, you know, at a later date. I'm 43. I got 8 kids. I just graduated law enforcement school on the 22nd of last month, and we went through that scenario. And every time you approach anybody at any form of a traffic stop, you have to go off what a reasonable person would do. So when the gentleman decided to have a conversation with the police officer and took his taser off of his duty belt, that person is no longer reasonably thinking.
And they'll probably try the same way.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network. In these ever-changing times, you can rely on Fox News for hourly updates for the very latest news and information on your time. Listen and download now at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. There's never been a more critical time. Fox News Media is bringing America together. America is watching news and fearless debate on Fox News Channel. We're invested in you from Wall Street to Main Street to your street with Fox Business. America is listening wherever you are on radio and podcasts, trending the stories you need anytime you want online. And Fox Nation, streaming the entertainment that celebrates America. Fox News Media, America's news, and much more. The Fox News Rundown is a weekday morning podcast that dives deep into the major and controversial stories of the day. Hosted by the anchors of Fox News Radio. Subscribe now to hear a perspective of news you won't find anywhere else. Listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com. There's never been a more critical time. Fox News Media is bringing America together. America is watching news and fearless debate on Fox News Channel. We're invested in you from Wall Street to Main Street to your street with Fox Business. America is listening wherever you are on radio and podcasts, trending the stories you need anytime you want online. And Fox Nation, streaming the entertainment that celebrates America. Fox News Media, America's news, and much more. From the Fox News Podcasts Network. Subscribe and listen to the Trey Gowdy Podcast.
We ask a lot of cops. We ask them to do things that we cannot do or will not do. So I'm listening to these experts on television, most of whom have never processed a crime scene, never arrested a murder suspect, never had to look for a missing child or respond to a 911 call. They have all the answers. They're just not willing to do the job.
Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com. America's listening to Fox News. There's never been a more critical time. Fox News Media is bringing America together. America is watching news and fearless debate on Fox News Channel. We're invested in you from Wall Street to Main Street to your street with Fox Business. America is listening wherever you are on radio and podcasts, trending the stories you need anytime you want online. And Fox Nation, streaming the entertainment that celebrates America. Fox News Media, America's news, and much more.
from the Fox News Podcasts Network. Subscribe and listen to the Trey Gowdy Podcast.
We ask a lot of cops. We ask them to do things that we cannot do or will not do. So I'm listening to these experts on television, most of whom have never processed a crime scene, never arrested a murder suspect, never had to look for a missing child or respond to a 911 call. They have all the answers. They're just not willing to do the job.
Subscribe and listen now by going to FoxNewsPodcasts.com. America's listening to Fox News.
Now, from the historical audio archives of Fox News Talk.
When Richard Nixon resigned the presidency on August 9, 1974, Vice President Gerald Ford took the oath of office administered by Chief Justice Warren Burger in the East Room of the White House.
Our great republic is a government of laws and not of men. Here, the people rule, but there is a higher power. By whatever name, we honor him, who ordains not only righteousness, but love, not only justice, but mercy. As we bind up the internal wounds of Watergate, more painful and more poisonous than those of foreign wars, let us restore the golden rule to our political process, and let brotherly love purge our hearts of suspicion and of hate.
Stay tuned to hear more history as it unfolds before your ears. It's the audio archives of Fox News Talk. Bonus track with Laura Ingle.
Taking you deep inside the music. What does Jethro Tull and a bottle of hand sanitizer have in common? A perfect way to clean your hands if you touch that park bench. The British band has now launched a charity hand sanitizer, which is helping to raise money in the USA for the Helping the Heroes charity. Approved by Ian Anderson himself, proceeds from sales will help small businesses, first responders, healthcare workers, and others in need through a number of charities, including the nonprofit campaign Helping. Sanitizer began by 20th. Bottles cost $9, bottle pack costing $32, which sounds way better than those crazy high markups of hand sanitizers that we've seen these last few months. This one has a dose of rock and roll. Laura Ingle, Fox News.
Your ears. It's homemade.
A lot of the new cases that are occurring in younger people. It's very nice that younger people are less likely to get serious illness or die from this. But younger people interact with older people. 95 million Americans are in what we call a vulnerable group, either older or have underlying conditions.
So that is Tom Inglesby, a doctor, talking about the corona case portions of the Cut Atlas. Joins us now, senior fellow at Stanford's Hoover Institute, very respected, great communicator. Dr. Atlas, welcome back. So, Dr. Atlas, we hear news getting extremely crowded in places like Miami and Houston, Texas, and they're getting worried in California. Do they have a right to be?
Well, I think we're concerned. Everyone's concerned about what's going on, and I think no one is saying we shouldn't be watching this. But we have to be we don't have to panic. We have to actually look at exactly who's getting sick and what the data is. Yes, there are a few hospitals that seem to be getting crowded, but actually I'm looking right now at the data from Texas.
Yeah.
And when you see who's in the hospital, even in Houston, in the area, in the hospital area that is assigned, that includes Houston, we look and 10 to 15% of the beds in their COVID patients. So if you have 15, in some places 20% maximum, but 10% of inpatients occupied are COVID, that means 80 are non-COVID patients. So I think there's sort of a rush to judgment again whenever they see any kind of headline. There is no real hospital overcrowding going on in the vast majority of the country, and actually there never was outside of New York. There is some concern. We have to watch it. It's not about the number of cases. It's sequela of the cases, the consequences, and we see now people who are getting the cases are younger, average age of 30. 30s as opposed to in the 60s, these people don't generally have a problem with the illness. And even patients, much faster, the outcomes are much better, and just a lot less of the severe consequences. Now, I do want to make one point, and that is just common sense. We're worried, and we don't want to see this rapid ramp up. That's because, obviously, that's avoided by trying to protect the people who are high risk. When you have any viral infection with a fatality rate greater than zero, then obvious math says that if you have a lot of cases, you're not going to have zero more deaths because it, you know, there's a fatality rate. It's not, but that's not the point here. If we see a slight ramp up, okay, we're trapped. But void is this ramp up like we saw in the beginning, in the peak of this, of the deaths. And so far, there's no indication that we're getting that.
We're talking with Dr. Atlas about this. Here's what Anthony Fauci said yesterday. He said, cut 27.
You know, I guess because not to name any states, but some states admittedly opened up too early. So that was something that happened that led to this.
Do you think that's correct?
No. I hate to be so blunt, but I think people need clarity here. Some states opened up faster than others, and none of those states are wide open. Don't forget, none of those states have zero guidelines about social distancing. But when we look at the states that were criticized for reopening, and let's look at Georgia as an example, because Georgia, one where the governor was accused of potentially murdering hundreds or thousands of people, the data, and it's already been months. The case not even correlated to that. The case increase did occur in Georgia. There's no ramp up in deaths. Months already have gone by. The same thing when we look at in Texas. What's happened is that gradual slight openings are not even necessarily time-wise correlated to these. Do occur when there's more social mingling. The cases occur and are more detectable when we do more testing, of course. But what correlates is not really the gradual partial opening, but more likely the large protest marches. Now, be that as it may, we still have to deal with the cases. So really, that's the point. But when we look at California, they didn't open. I live in California in one of the most locked-down counties there are, Santa Clara County. First of all, the cases are going up all over California, mainly in Los Angeles. Los Angeles has a strict lockdown sort of policy. They didn't start opening like crazy. What happened? Well, they had a lot of protest marches in Los Angeles. I mean, and that actually correlates to the timing of the cases. So to claim that it's the slight reopening where there were people sitting 6 feet apart in outdoor cafes or occasionally going to a barber, I think that's a little bit disingenuous or just simply wrong. Now, we still have to, like I say, deal with the cases. And so we have to deal with the cases only that we have to make sure that people aren't dying and, of course, overcrowding the hospitals. That's the focus. And so what we need to do is keep track of these things, not panic, and make sure that certain things are in place. I think it's good policy to make sure that the people who are high risk are very aware of what's going on, and they have to social distance, and we have to use hygiene and be careful when we interact with people. But when younger, healthier people get the disease, they don't have a problem with the disease. I'm not sure why that's so difficult for everyone to acknowledge, since the data's in from all over the world on this. And so these people getting the infection, it is not really a problem. And in fact, as we said months ago, when you isolate everyone, including all the healthy people, you're prolonging the problem because you're preventing population immunity. Low-risk groups getting the infection is not a problem. In fact, it's a positive in terms of finally acquiring enough immunity in the population to stop the spread of the disease, the connectivity pathways to the high-risk people.
Do masks work?
Well, you know, this is I know this is sort of a hot topic, obviously, but, you know, the data is unclear on masks. And no matter what you read, people are very emotionally involved in discussions, but they're not really looking at the science. It's not just the bottom line of a paper. You look at the paper, and what you see in the data on mask studies is the vast majority of the studies are deeply flawed. I mean, they're what I would call in my limited vocabulary garbage. And so even if they're published, I mean, we've seen this with hydroxychloroquine studies that were so bad they had to be retracted, claiming that the drug didn't work. The studies never proved the drug didn't work, and we have data to the contrary now. So let's see what happens. But the mask data is the following, and actually, no matter what you think about the World Health Organization, in terms of its politics, the regular science people in the WHO are good, and what they say is rational. And what they say, and they continue to say, despite a tremendous amount of pressure, is that the studies on general widespread use among the public using masks are not, there's no evidence for that, and therefore the WHO, quote, does not recommend masks for widespread use among the public. They only, and this is totally rational, they only recommend masks for people who are high risk and not able to socially distance themselves. Okay, that's different from saying everyone's got to wear a mask all over the place. That's just, honestly, I live in a place where people are outside riding their bikes, jogging, driving their cars alone, wearing masks. This is absurd, although I'm not making fun of it because people are afraid. But I just want to say that, you know, it's reasonable to wear masks when you cannot socially distance. If you think someone's going to cough on you, You might want to wear a mask. And what does that mean? That means that if you're in a crowded subway in Manhattan, okay, and that's reasonable. I mean, that's fine. But particularly if you're high risk, you should be very cautious. The disease is very bad for high risk people. But I just want to mention one more thing. I'm sorry to just keep going on. The WHO for social distancing, just to point out the level of science behind some of these recommendations. The WHO recommends 1 meter, 3 feet. Many countries use 3 feet. They don't have a problem with the disease. They use 3 feet. I'm not saying 3 feet's correct. What I'm pointing out is the arbitrariness of saying, oh, my God, 6 feet, must be 6 feet. These numbers are very poorly documented. The science is very weak on this stuff.
Dr. Alice, and by the way, most people I know, we all sat there. I was the one who asked the Surgeon General the question about masks. He says they don't work, don't use them. Here's what Dr. Fauci said.
We have to admit it, that mixed message in the beginning, even though it was well meant to allow masks to be available for health workers, that was detrimental in getting the message across right now. No doubt about it.
It lost credibility. But don't lie to us for another reason. If you told me that you're going to a nurse or a doctor, there's not one clear-thinking American that would have used them because it would have been ridiculed by everybody on the street.
Well, I with all due respect to that comment and to Dr. Fauci, I just don't agree that that's the reason the statement was made. The reason the statement was made was not some sort of, I disagree with the idea that it was some sort of lie to prevent masks from being used. The science is weak on masks. And the reason the science is weak on masks is that the science does not talk about the infectious contagiousness. The science is particle studies. I'll give you an example, okay? This is sort of, again, like a little bit esoteric, but one of the main studies was two hamsters in cages, one wearing a mask using droplets that were projected by a fan running, and the mask hamster got less stuff and less output with the mask. Okay, we're not – that's a false model. That's not, no one's saying that
a
physical barrier – I mean, you know, we're not in cages with a fan shoving stuff, liquid droplets through the air. I mean, that's one sort of study. It's fine, but it really doesn't have to do with the effectiveness of a mask in preventing contagiousness. By the way, Brian, tens of millions of Americans have the infection. Okay, this is widespread. Even the CDC said that the other day. And so, you know, this is an infection that, as the president correctly said, 98, 99% of infected people recover from the illness. This is a correct statement, by the way. Low-risk people have no significant risk from this infection. To claim that we should somehow keep all people either confined or wearing masks at all times is really anti-science
and guess
anti-logic.
What, Dr. Adams, they're about to do that in Los Angeles. They're considering another lockout, which is nuts. And when it comes to getting us ready for school, we have to do everything necessary to make sure we go to school in the fall. Here's the former Secretary of Education, Arne Duncan, Cut 35.
Trump has been just catastrophic in his leadership and has made himself totally irrelevant in this conversation because of what the federal government hasn't done. Everybody, every educator, every parent, myself as a parent, we all want our kids to go back to school. But we can only do that if it's safe to do so. And we as a nation simply have failed to do the things that would make our schools and our communities safer.
You agree with that?
It couldn't be more wrong, and it's an obviously highly politicized statement. And people that don't know the data, you know, I hate to say it, but this way, they really should keep their mouths closed. There's an old saying, it's better to have people think you a fool than to open your mouth and remove all doubt. And the point of that is that here's the data on the schools. There is virtually zero risk to children for dying. These are the numbers. 99.97% of deaths in the U.S. are over 14. And 99.9% are over 25. The risk of hospitalization is extraordinarily small in children. There is no significant risk. Second point, public school teachers, K through 12 teachers, the median age, half of them are under 41. They are not at risk. 82% are under 55. They are not at risk unless they're in the high-risk category. By the way, the fatality risk is 0.04% if you're under 70. That is less than or equal to seasonal flu. The journal JAMA Pediatrics says, quote, the risk of a significant illness from seasonal influenza is far greater in children than the risk from a serious illness of COVID-19, unquote. There is no risk. I don't know why people deny this. The second point, all over the world, whether it's Sweden, Switzerland, Austria, Denmark, France, Belgium, Italy, Spain, Canada, Asia, the U.S., the risk of transmission from children is very small, even to their own parents. In fact, Switzerland is contemplating eliminating testing of children because it's irrelevant if they're testing positive. And so there's not a risk to teachers. There's not a risk to the children at all. And if there is, and there certainly are high-risk teachers, don't they know how to socially distance? If they think that masks and 6 feet work, then why don't they do that? And if they don't want to do that, if they're still afraid to do their job, then they can teach from home. But as I've said, schools are an essential business. There's no more essential business than educating our country's children. There are massive harms from keeping schools closed. I think these people are ignoring, again, like we did with the full economic lockdown, the harms of the policy. American Academy of Pediatrics, Hospital for Sick Children in Toronto, one of the best hospitals for sick kids, one of the best hospitals in the world for kids, both say they delineate the harms. Okay, the harms are there's a lot of absence of learning. First of all, distance learning doesn't work. There's absence of learning, social engagement. We've discovered glasses, hearing aids. We discovered child abuse in school. I could go on, and obviously we don't have the time, but there are massive harms for closing schools. It's absurd, and there's no risk to keep them open.
You've made me feel better about everything because I don't have the medical background, but my instincts say exactly the same thing. Dr. Atlas, you make so much sense. Can't thank you enough.
Okay, thanks for having me.
Back in a moment.
When the summer heat has you begging for relief, do what the world's best athletes like Dwayne Wade and Serena Williams do and reach for the ultimate in wearable instant cooling gear from Mission, the leader in cooling technology. Like Mission's lightweight, no-strap, breathable neck gaiter, designed to keep your neck and face comfortable, cool, and covered. Stylish Mission gaiters slip on easily and provide chemical-free cooling for hours, as much as 30 degrees below body temp, while providing up to 50 UPF protection. And in these uncertain times, they're the perfect for your face, nose, and mouth. Mission gaiters are machine washable and reusable over and over again, so always keep one handy in your car, at home, and at the office. Millions of users, including Mission co-founders Dwayne Wade and Serena Williams, have discovered the comfortable, cool coverage of Mission products. Keep cool, stay covered with Mission. Right now, order three Mission Neck Gaiter face covers and get one free, plus free shipping. Just go to missionradio.com. That's missionradio.com. missionradio.com.
This is a paid advertisement for legal services sponsored by attorney Andrew Van Arsdale, San Diego, California. Attention Boy Scouts of America's sexual abuse survivors. The BSA has declared bankruptcy, which will ensure financial compensation for abuse survivors. But you must file your claim on or before November 16, 2020, or you may lose your rights to hold the Boy Scouts accountable forever. Thousands of men have joined Abused in Scouting in the past 18 months to stand up together and have their voices heard. The Boy Scouts of America have already taken your innocence from you. Do not let them take your opportunity for justice from you, too. If you were abused as a member of the Boy Scouts, your time to act is almost gone. Stand with us, let your story be heard, and contact Abused in Scouting today for a free confidential consultation. Call us right now.
Call right now, 800-910-0724, 800-910-0724, 800-910-0724. That's 800-910-0724.
There's never been a more critical time. Fox News Media is bringing America together. America is watching news and fearless debate on Fox News Channel. We're invested in you from Wall Street to Main Street to your street with Fox Business. America is listening wherever you are, on radio and podcasts, trending the stories you need anytime you want online. And Fox Nation, streaming the entertainment that celebrates America. Fox News Media, America's news, and much more.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network. Download Perino and Steyerwald. I'll tell you what.
I noticed that the Democrats were very critical of the government. And fine, okay, whatever. But their solutions were more government. But government is not working at all. And look, I understand that the state unemployment systems got overwhelmed. But 36 million people who have filed for unemployment, 16 million of them have yet to see a dime.
Amazing.
Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcast.com. America's listening to Fox News.
There's never been a more critical time. Fox News Media is bringing America together. America is watching news and fearless debate on Fox News Channel. We're invested in you from Wall Street to Main Street to your street with Fox Business. America is listening wherever you are, on radio and podcasts, trending the stories you need anytime you want online. And Fox Nation, streaming the entertainment that celebrates America. Fox News Media, America's news, and much more.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network. Download Perino and Steyerwald. I'll tell you what.
I noticed that the Democrats were very critical of the government. And fine, okay, whatever. But their solutions were more government. But government is not working at all. And look, I understand that the state unemployment systems got overwhelmed. But 36 million people who have filed for unemployment, 16 million of them have yet to see a dime.
Amazing.
Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcast.com. America's listening to Fox News.
A talk show that's real. This is the Brian Kilmeade Show.
Hey, welcome back, everybody. 1-866-408-7669. Just an idea of the two rulings that just came down. The Supreme Court has bypassed definitive ruling on the congressional subpoena for the Trump financial records. The Supreme Court deferred issuing a definitive ruling on whether congressional committees can have access to Trump's tax plan. 7-2 decision sidesteps a politically charged on election year, obviously. The case involves subpoenas from four House committees for banking and accounting. At issue, the sitting president, can he be subject subjected to congressional oversight under valid legislative purposes. They said congressional subpoenas for information on the president, however, implicate special concerns regarding the separation of powers. The judgments of the court of appeals for the D.C. Circuit and the Second Circuit are vacated, and the cases are remanded for further proceedings consistent with this opinion. So they go back down. It looks like they will stay under lock and key till after the election. A lot going on in the Supreme Court today. So the president may have technically got a loss, but the fight continues, and nothing's going to be out there. It's up to Mary Trump there to do something unauthorized and do what Speaker Pelosi couldn't. Brian Kilmeade.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Stock market have you nervous with all the massive fluctuations? With the impact of coronavirus and the upcoming election, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text the word money to 411-411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word money to 411-411 to get what you need to stay ahead of market trends and better protect yourself from sudden downturns. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to stay or when to get out. Text money to 411-411 and we'll send you a link to our free demo. Text money to 411-411 so you can better protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point. Don't wait. Text the words money to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
This is Fox News Talk.
Headline Rewind.
1988. Jimmy Swaggart.
To my Lord and my Savior, I have sinned against you, my Lord.
I did not commit any crime.
Read my lips.
Poor George. He can't help it. He was born with a silver foot in his mouth.
I served with Jack Kennedy. I knew Jack Kennedy. Jack Kennedy was a friend of mine. Senator, you're no Jack Kennedy.
There was a terrible explosion, and the whole sky lit up, and it was virtually raining fire.
We must never surrender. America will get better. Keep hope alive. Keep hope alive.
News as it happened then. News as it happens now.
This is Fox News Talk.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.